changed the game and our country, and relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. Follow us at Threshers on Twitter and at Threshers Baseball on Instagram. We're also on Facebook, LinkedIn, and at Clearwater Threshers on TikTok.
The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Senior Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to 10 Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and clear stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts. 10 Wednesday Clearwater Thresher games, free swag and discounts, all for only $30 with our Silver Sharks Senior Club membership. Visit our website at threshersbaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
Stick around post game on Friday nights. There will be live music and drinks after every Friday home game at the Tiki Bar. And that includes tomorrow when Uncle John's Band, a premier Grateful Dead cover band, comes into town. Coming on to the mound now for the Threshers is Chase Hopewell. Tie game at 5 after Cody Adcock finishes the day. Two runs allowed in an inning and two-thirds. Jonathan Petit, one run, one hit, two walks, one strikeout in one inning of the work. He will not get a decision. And now Chase Hopewell trying to keep this game tied here in the top of the sixth inning. He'll face Ascanio, Pino, and Confidant as the first pitch to Ascanio misses low on the fastball to make it 1-0. Hopewell has been used in late game situations commonly, and it's easy to forget that this is a late game situation as Ascanio smokes a fastball foul down the left field line to make it 1-1. Seven inning game, so this is the sixth inning, and we are still tied at 5. Chase Hopewell has not allowed a run in each of his last two appearances, 7.27 ERA in 9 relief outings this season. Now the 1-1. Swing and a foul tip behind home plate. It's 1-2 to Johnny Ascanio, who flied out and grounded out, as it's ruled, in the fourth. He bunted a ball onto his foot and ended up in a 1-2 and ended up on a ground out in that fourth inning before the home run. 1-2 to Ascanio. Foul check over towards the Threshers dugout, not off the netting, and it's 1-2. One ball, two strikes, no one out here in the top of the sixth. Hopewell deals. Breaking ball, missing outside, it's 2-2. Chase Hopewell, 23 years old, out of the University of Cincinnati by way of the Division II University of Findlay. Slider, curve, change, and a fastball, the four-pitch mix for the undrafted free agent. 2-2 hit on the ground to second. Ware waits on it, picks it up on a trio of hops, sends it to first for the first out in the sixth inning. Threshers with 5 runs on 5 hits and an error. 5 runs on 6 hit without an error for the Tortugas through the first 5 1/3 innings of this ballgame. Now Yasiel Pino up to the plate for the third time. Number 9 hitter struck out and flied out in his prior 2 plate appearances, as Hopewell hopes to continue that trend. First pitch, fastball on the outside part of the plate, but missing. It's 1-0. Pino on the season, 193 hitter with 2 RBIs. 5-5 game here in the top of the 6th, thanks to a late comeback by the Threshers. Hammers it down the left field line, does Pino, and it's a base hit. That's going to go into the corner for extra bases. Byers is there, and he holds up his hands as that ball is no longer playable in the left field corner. It must have gotten stuck underneath the fence in left, and it's a ground rule double for Yasiel Pino. Take a look at the ground rule double. Going to be hard to get a chance of where that ball went, but a good piece of hitting on the high fastball as Pino just scorched this down the left field line. And it looks like it rolled into the left field corner and underneath the fence. So Pino will be replaced by a pinch runner on the second base bag. And it is number 11, Malvin Valdez, to replace the first baseman. So we'll see how that changes up the defense in the next inning. Malvin Valdez, the pinch runner, on second. After the Pino double makes him 1-for-3. Now Yerlin Confidon at the plate. He hit his third homer of the season, his last at bat. A three-run shot. Now the 1-0, fastball at the knees for a called strike. So Valdez on second. And an 0-1 count to Confidon. One out in the sixth. The pitch from Hopewell. Fastball low. It's 1-1. Threshers were down by as much as 4 runs, and now we're square at 5. 1-1 to Confidon, and the pitch. Fastball hit the other way into left, but it goes foul. Ricochets off the seats and back to Viers for a 1-2 count. So Viers will give some fans a souvenir, and Confidon back in the plate behind 1-2 with one gone, and the go-ahead run on second in Malvin Valdez. One ball, 2 strikes, 1 out. Hopewell wheels around, fires the pickoff attempt to second, but Valdez back in just ahead of the Farquhar tag. Still a 1-2 count to Confidon as Hopewell has his sign. In the stretch on the first base side of the rubber, he deals the 1-2. Curveball lifted high into the air, but foul behind home plate. We stay at 1-2. 5-5 the score. 7 hits for the Tortugas, 5 for the Threshers here at BayCare Ballpark. Top of the sixth inning in the first of 2 7-inning games that we'll play today. And game number 1 has already topped the 2-hour mark. So a 1-2 count to Confidon. Hopewell sets, deals. Fastball low, 2-2. Hopewell primarily a starter in college. 15 starts in 14 total appearances in the University of Cincinnati before the Phillies signed him upon his graduation. Now the 2-2. Hit in the air out to right field. Going back is Heredia, looking on the track, and another home run for Yerlin Confidon. That ball was just smoked out to right field. 2 homers, 5 ribbies for Confidon, and the Tortugas take the lead back at 7-5. Confidon just got all of this one. An absolute rope over the wall in right field. And Hopewell allowing the home run. So 7-5 the score, but the Threshers have already come back from 4 runs down with 5 runs in the last 2 innings. They'll have to have a similar type of run count in the next 2 as Hopewell starts off Dom Patelli with a 1-0 count. Now the pitch. Bunt pulled back. Fastball outside. It's 2-0. 7-5 the score now on the Confidon home run. Second time this season there's been a multi-homer game at BayCare Ballpark. The other one going to Devin Saltabon on April the 28th. So first time an opposing hitter has hit 2 home runs against the Threshers pitching. Fastball narrowly missing outside. It's a 3-0 count to Dominic Patelli, who is 1-for-3 with an RB with a run scored and a double. 3-0 from Hopewell. Fastball on the upper inside corner, and it's 3-1. Pitch. Patelli connects on this one. No doubt about that. Well past the berm, and the Tortugas go back-to-back with a solo home run by Dominic Patelli. His third of the season, and it's a three-run lead again for the Tortugas. And a couple of Tortugas fans have made the trip out to BayCare Ballpark, and after a no-doubter like that, they'll make themselves heard as Gustavo Armas now going to report to the pitcher's mound in a mound visit with Caden Hettiger. 8-5 the score now. Two home runs and a double this inning off of Hopewell, with a righty already beginning warm-ups in the Threshers bullpen as the mound visit continues. And it's been the home runs that have gotten to Hopewell so far this season. He's allowed three earned runs today. On the year, he has now given up 10 earned runs. And a tough outing for him after this game was tied. Still, the Threshers have come back from a three-run deficit twice and won, and have been four runs down this game and are now back trailing 8-5. So it's a 1-0 count to Alfredo Duno. Started off on a fastball from Hopewell. One gone, nobody on base. Duno has reached all three times, but is one for two after reaching on an error in the first. 2-0 on the fastball that missed from Chase Hopewell. One gone, and now the pitch. Fastball, low and in, it's 3-0. Pitch. Duno lets it go. Fastball misses outside. That's ball four. Last four hitters for Daytona have reached. And now Duno on first. That'll bring up Ariel Almonte, home run and RBI leader in the Florida State League. One man on, and the Threshers infield now shifted for the potential double play. Where is playing deep at second. Trent Farquhar up the middle against the lefty Almonte, but a wild pitch sends Duno to second base, and it's a 1-0 count to the Tortugas' designated hitter. 8-5 the lead now for the Tortugas after an exciting fifth inning ending with a Dakota Katowski double. And now Ethan Chenault getting loose in the Threshers' bullpen. 1-0 to Almonte, man on second with one out in the sixth as Hopewell deals. Fastball, grounded foul down the first base line. It's 1-1. Duno was off on contact. He'll return to second base. Three-run lead for the Tortugas. Second three-run inning of the ball game as they have scored four in the last six in the last three. 1-2 the count now. Fastball avoiding the bat. 25 pitches so far for Hopewell. 12 over for strikes. One ball, two strikes the count. Four on the pitch clock. Hopewell deals. Breaking ball, just missing inside. And the count evens at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes to Almonte. Hopewell deals. Fastball cut on and missed, and that is strike three. Almonte reaching at that outside fastball, and Hopewell gets a big strikeout to put the second out on the board in the sixth inning. And just look at how foolish he makes Almonte look here. way out in front of that heater, right on the outside corner. Even if he didn't go, that's a strike three anyway. So two gone in the sixth inning as Hopewell gets his 11th punch out of the season. And the first pitch, fastball, misses to Ricardo Cabrera for ball one. He walked in the fifth inning and is 0 for 2. Struck out in the third, popped out to first back in the first inning. Now he faces the 1-0 with a man on second and two outs. The pitch, fastball low, 2-0 the count. From Hopewell now. He glances at second and deals. Weak ground ball, foul, bouncing off the railing of the Threshers' dugout. Two ball, one strike count to Cabrera. It's Duno on second. Three runs already across on a pair of home runs for the Tortugas, who have knocked three out of the ballpark. 2-1 pitch. Fastball on the outside corner. It's 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. The pitch. Where'd that hit? The glove of Hediger, thankfully. Definitely bounced off of something. And the way that fastball ran inside, thought for a second that it went off of Ricardo Cabrera. So the count is now full. Three balls, two strikes to Cabrera. Duno is on second with two gone in the sixth inning. Hopewell deals. Fastball fouled back. We stay full at 3-2. Actually, I think it's still 2-2. Maybe the last pitch hit off the knob of the bat of Ricardo Cabrera, because it still says 2-2 with two outs. Hopewell trying to get out of the inning here. 2-2 pitch. Fouled again, this time off the instep of Ricardo Cabrera's left foot, and that's three straight pitches fouled away with two strikes by Cabrera. Seven pitches in the at-bat already. Number eight is locked and loaded in the tan glove of Hopewell. Balls at the belt, 2-2 again. Fastball outside, now it's 3-2. So Duno likely to go to third on the full count with two outs. Here's the payoff. High fly ball, deep out to left center field. Wusu Asidu back in front of the warning track, on the track, jumping at the wall, and he makes the catch. Unbelievable play by Avery Wusu Asidu to save runs for the Threshers and end the sixth inning. A jumping catch at the wall, and Owusu Asidu brings back an extra base hit. Let's take a look at this before we head to break, because this is something else. It's a high wall out in right center, and Avery Owusu Asidu flashing the leather in center field to make the acrobatic play. But three runs come across for the Tortugas as they take a 8-5 lead into the bottom of the sixth.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
On the last home Friday of every month, the Clearwater Threshers become the Clearwater Beach Dogs. On May 31st, all tickets for your dogs will benefit Canine Partners for Patriots. Tickets are available now on threshersbaseball.com.
The best entertainment deal for a dollar in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Clearwater Threshers Dollar Tuesdays to BayCare Ballpark. Enjoy the fun and excitement of minor league baseball with $1 burn tickets, hot dogs, sodas, and more. Every homestand this summer starts with a Dollar Tuesday featuring admission and select concession items for just $1. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com, then visit BayCare Ballpark in Clearwater for Dollar Tuesdays presented by Top Notch Pest Control.
Buy your tickets ahead of time on ThreshersBaseball.com to take advantage of advanced purchase savings. Defensive substitution at first base, Malvin Valdez, no longer in the game. He scored a run as the pinch runner, and Carter Graham replacing Valdez on first base. 0-1 the count to Jordan Vyers starting off the sixth, with Gabe Starks remaining the pitcher for Daytona. Now the 0-1 fouled away, and it's 0-2. So 0-2 to Vyers now. He's leading off the sixth with Threshers down three once again, but we've seen this movie before. 0-2, bouncing breaking ball, and it's 1-2. Threshers were down by four runs heading into the fourth inning. They scored three in the fifth inning. But the home runs have been the Threshers' undoing so far tonight. One ball, two strikes, the count to Vyers, who extended his on-base streak to 11 games, but his season-best hit streak of 7 is in jeopardy here in the sixth. Now the 1-2. Foul tip into the mitt of Duno, and that is strike number 3. Third strikeout of the game for Vyers, first for Starks. As Caden Hediger comes up to the plate. He struck out in the fourth inning and is 0-3. .85 lead for Daytona with one out in the bottom of the sixth inning. Hediger to be followed by Bryson Ware. First pitch to Hediger. Fastball misses for ball number one. Fly out and two Ks for Caden. Switch hitting catcher continuing to hit from the left side of the plate, as we've seen three righties come in the game for Daytona. 1-0 to Hediger. Fastball misses up and away. It's 2-0. Hediger had a great start to the season, was hitting .500 after the first series in Bradenton. But his average has dropped down to .133. He's looking for a spark to pick his season back up. 2-0 turns to 3-0, and even a walk would give the Threshers a little bit of a spark here in the sixth inning. .30 pitch, fastball well off the plate, and a four-pitch walk to Hediger gets the inning started for the Clearwater Threshers. So Hediger will be the first Threshers base runner to greet Carter Graham, the defensive substitution at first base. And that'll bring up Bryson Ware, who's 1-for-3 with a run scored. Threshers trail by three, and they need everything they can get with five outs remaining in game one of this twin bill. Oh, first pitch to Breyer. Ware, fastball missing low, it's 1-0. Threshers started off last week's series with a doubleheader. Game one was highlighted by some home runs, including one by Oswald Peraza, rehabbing New York Yankee. One of three homers hit in game one of the doubleheader, as the curveball misses to Ware, 2-0. In game one of this doubleheader, Threshers still with a chance to win it, down by three in the sixth inning, but three home runs allowed to the Daytona Tortugas. Here's the 2-0. Fastball up and in, 3-0. Starks losing his control after the first strikeout of the inning. So a 3-0 to Bryson Ware now, single and a run in the fourth inning, and is 1-for-3 on the day. .30 pitch. He takes, and that is ball four. Back-to-back four-pitch walks, and once again, two runners aboard, and the tying run coming up to the plate. Hediger and Ware reaching on a free pass, so Alfredo Duno is going to come out and have a chat with Gabe Starks. Well, we'll take a look at the East Division standings with the leading Daytona Tortugas. 3.5 games out of first place behind Jupiter, who have the third best record in the Florida State League. Hammerheads, 2 games ahead of the Palm Beach Cardinals, who are at 20-15. Tortugas, 3.5 back at 8-16. And St. Lucie in a distant fourth, 10 games back at 12-23. Currently riding an 11-game losing streak to put them in the East Division cellar. So now Nico Pouakagrego up at the plate, representing the tying run. 2 walks, 2 runs, and a single for his night so far. 1 gone and 2 on. First pitch to Nico. Fastball just on the outside edge. It's called strike. Hediger on second, Ware on first, and Pouakagrego representing the tying run. He had 4 home runs in his complex league, 3 home runs in 35 games in the complex league as he sends the 0-1 pitch foul, 0-2. Hasn't hit a home run since 2022. 0-2 now to Pouakagrego, who's reached all 3 times he has come up to the plate. And now the 0-2. Pouakagrego holds up the swing. Appeal says he went. Check swing, but a strike 3. And they're 2 gone in the 6th inning. 2 strikeouts, 2 walks. Bring 2 down for Raylan Heredia, who now represents the tying run. He has 2 home runs this season, 3 home runs as a Thresher. All of them have been on the road. Now might be a good time for his first one in front of the home fans. 2 outs and 2 on as Gabe Starks deals. Fastball to the outside corner for a called strike, 0-1. Heredia was hit by a pitch and scored a run in the 4th inning, extending his on-base streak to 5 straight games reaching. He is 5 for his last 18 with a walk and 5 runs scored. 0-1, breaking ball over the outside part of the plate, and it's 0-2. Two on, 2 outs, 2 strikes, and an 0-2 count to Heredia here in the bottom 6th. As Stark steps off to send both runners back to their bases. Hediger on second, Ware on first with 2 away. 0-2 pitch. Bouncing breaking ball, well blocked by Duno, kept in front of him as it lands off his chest protector, and it's a 1-2 count now to Raylan Heredia. 3-run lead. Threshers have not come back from more than 3 runs this season. Though they did have a tie game after they were trailing by 4 in the 5th. 1-2, swing and a miss, and that will end the 6th inning. 2 walks and 3 strikeouts for Max Starks in the 6th. Threshers held scoreless for the first time since the 3rd. No runs, no hits, 2 left aboard. To the 7th inning we go here at BayCare Ballpark. Threshers trail by 3, 8-5.
Join the coolest club in town, the Little Anglers, presented by BayCare Kids. For only $25 per child per season, kids 13 and younger receive a ticket and food voucher to all Thursday home games with activities by the BayCare Kids Wellness and Safety Center. Join and grab your exclusive Threshers gear today.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
At BayCare Ballpark, the early bird catches the deal. If you get your Threshers tickets in advance, you'll save money. So whenever you want to catch a baseball game, get your tickets before you go at ThreshersBaseball.com. Come cheer on your Threshers.
come down to Bay Care Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Thrushers bring the fireworks on the diamond, and after the game ends, we've got even more. Go to thrushersbaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
The Bay Area's best Grateful Dead tribute band, Uncle John's Band, will be performing post-game this coming Friday, May the 17th. Brought to you by Truly Hard Seltzer. Ethan Chenault in the seventh inning. After three runs on three hits from Chase Hopewell, if the score remains at 8-5 in favor of Daytona, it'll be Hopewell with the loss. Ethan Chenault just trying to keep this game close. Three runs, still a save situation for the Tortugas if a new pitcher comes in for Gabe Starks, but no one up in the Tortugas bullpen out in left field with Trey Faltine, E. Smith Pineda, and Johnny Escanio coming up to start the seventh. Chenault sends the first pitch over the head of Faltine. It's a 1-0 count on the curveball that missed. Chenault has pitched exclusively as a reliever in his minor league career. 1-0, another fastball upstairs. It's 2-0. Chenault didn't allow a run in his lone appearance against Tampa. Two hits, a walk, and a strikeout in his last outing. Fastball right down Main Street is a 2-1 count to Faltine here in the top of the seventh inning. Chenault on the year has allowed 9 earned runs in 7 2/3 innings. 9 walks, 5 strikeouts, and this is 8th appearance. Breaking ball on the inside corner. It's a 2-2 count to Faltine, who was 1-for-2 with an RBI. Sacrifice fly that turned into a double play out in the 5th inning. Chenault deals. 2-2, just got a piece of it, and Faltine stays alive by the splinters in his back. 2 balls, 2 strikes the count, fouling away a Chenault curveball. He's got a fastball in the mid-90s, sinker, curve, and a change for the four-pitch mix for the 18th rounder out of UNC Wilmington. 2-2. Fastball on the inside corner for a called strike three. Ethan Chenault gets the strikeout in his first home game at Bay Care Ballpark since April the 24th. And there's one out in the top of the seventh inning. Really close pitch on the inside corner right at the knees. Great location by Chenault to get out number one as Faltine is downed on strikes for the second time. E. Smith Pineda has struck out twice, and the first pitch slider misses outside to make it 1-0. Chenault, 18th rounder out of UNC Wilmington. Started in high school, but transitioned to reliever in college as Pineda ropes this down the left field line. Base hit for Pineda, and he's going for extra bases. The ball goes into the corner. Viers plays it off the wall and sends the throw to third base, where Bryson Ware is there to cut off. A double for E. Smith Pineda. Third double of the game for the Tortugas. And they've got a man in scoring position with one out in the seventh inning. Pineda just taking that last pitch right down the left field line for his third double of the season. So one on and one gone. And the eight hitter Johnny Escanio coming up to the plate, 0-for-3 on the day thus far. Carter Graham getting ready for his first cuts of the game as Escanio swings and misses on a slider. That makes it 0-1. Ground out in the sixth inning, fly out in the second inning, and he ground out to the catcher back in the fourth on a bunt that he hit off his own foot. Now the 0-1. High chopper down the first baseline. Katowski waits on it, picks it on a hop, sends it to Chenault, who gets the batter just in time on the 3-1 ground out. 2 outs in the seventh, but Esmith Pineda moves to third base. So the man on third base now for Daytona. Two away, and now Carter Graham is the batter after coming on as a defensive replacement for Malvin Valdez in the bottom of the sixth inning. Graham got the start at first base in game one as he sends the first pitch up the middle. Backhand hop by Ware. He sends it to first easily in time for the final out of the seventh inning. So one out double is all Daytona gets. They get a hit and a runner left aboard without a run scored. Threshers need three or more runs in the ninth as they trail 8-5 in the first game of this doubleheader. Seventh inning coming up next.
Need another reason to buy Threshers season tickets? How about free food on Sundays? Season ticket holders eat free from a select menu at the Home Run Grill behind home plate, including hot dogs, popcorn, ice cream, and more every Sunday. For information, visit threshersbaseball.com and get your season seats today.
Kids can be a part of the coolest minor league baseball club in town by joining the Little Anglers Kids Club with the Clearwater Threshers, presented by BayCare Kids. For only $25, children 13 and younger can come to all 10 Thursday Thresher home games and take part in fun activities, receive cool gear, and enjoy free food. Plus, be sure to bring your glove for an on-field pregame catch and run the bases after the game to cap off 9 innings of fun. Go to threshersbaseball.com and join the Little Anglers Kids Club today.
Every Thursday night at BayCare Ballpark is Taps and Tacos Night, and Moe's is bringing you the tastiest Tex-Mex in town. And if you're 13 and under, you can join our BayCare Kids Little Anglers Club for just $25 and come to every Thursday home. Visit threshersbaseball.com and bring the whole family.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Threshers fans 55 and older can join our Silver Sharks Club for exclusive deals on tickets and select merchandise. Silver Sharks can also park for free on Wednesday games, so register today at threshersbaseball.com. Three runs separate these two teams in the seventh inning of game one of this seven-inning doubleheader. Avery Owusu-Asiedu has already played a big role for the Threshers, and he is looking to play a bigger one to start off the seventh. Gabe Stark still on the mound looking for the win for Daytona as the fastball settles in for a called strike to Owusu-Asiedu. He'll be followed up by Dakota Katowski and Trent Farquhar, both of whom have at least one RBI in today's contest, but the Threshers trail 8-5. The 0-1 breaking ball low, and the count even at 1-1 to Owusu-Asiedu. Single and a run scored for Avery. Scored the tying run on the Katowski double back in the fifth inning. And a walk came in the second. So he has three hits this series as he lines one. Diving play at short. Dominic Patelli coming out of nowhere to steal a hit from Avery Owusu-Asiedu. And the lineout starts the seventh on a tough note for the Threshers. Owusu-Asiedu looked like he had a seeing eye single, but Dominic Patelli sliding to make the catch and an incredible play at short for the first down in the seventh inning. That'll bring up Dakota Katowski. Two RBI double, got the game close in the fifth inning. And then a pair of home runs, including a solo shot by Dom Patelli, put the Tortugas back out ahead. It's an 0-1 count to Katowski as the fastball misses outside. Two RBI double in the fifth, though, his third two-bagger of the season. 0-1, he holds up the swing, appeal out to first. Wisely says he did not go. It's a 1-1 count now to Dakota Katowski. And the 1-1 hit right back to the pitcher. Gabe Starks with cat-like reflexes as he now gets the second out and two really tough, tough plays for the Threshers for the first two outs in the seventh inning. So two gone, and now Trent Farquhar, the last chance for the Threshers. as he takes first pitch fastball for a called strike. Two walks and a single for Farquhar. One of those walks in the fourth inning that ended up driving in a run. And two outs here in the seventh. Hard ground ball. One hop over to Patelli. He sends a throw to first. Beats Farquhar by a step. And it's a 1-2-3 seventh inning to win the game for the Tortugas. Threshers were held 1-2-3 in two different innings, one of them being the seventh, as they finish out with an 8-5 loss to the Daytona Tortugas, putting them in a tie for first place with the Lakeland Flying Tigers in the Florida State League West Division. Threshers 8-5 against Daytona. The loss goes to Chase Hopewell. The win to Gabe Starks, and no save in game number one as the Threshers fall by an 8-5 score. We'll give you a quick recap and then take a break in between contests here on the Threshers Broadcast Network. So a recap of game one of the series. Daytona got the first run of the game on an error in the first to take an early 1-0 lead, and that did not take away from how strong this game was from Luke Russo. Russo struck out six, did allow four runs, but six Ks in four innings of work, just two walks, and three of those four runs were earned for Luke Russo. He has been dynamic here at home with 14 strikeouts over his last two home starts. Three-run homer by Yerlin Confidon made it a 4-0 game in the fourth, and then the Threshers were able to trickle back into this one. Bryson Ware and Nico Palacagrego traded singles to start the bottom of the fourth before Tortugas starter Ben Brudy hit Raylan Heredia with a pitch to load the bases. Usu Asidu had a big game in that one, and it ended up with another walk and a hit-by-pitch that drove in runs, and then a third walk in the fourth to make it 4-3. Daytona added a run in the fifth, and then that Dakota Katowski double tied the game up, and things looked a whole lot better for the Clearwater Threshers. It was 5-5 after the fifth inning, but Daytona came back with a vengeance in the sixth. A pair of home runs, including a two-run go-ahead blast, again by Confidant. Five RBIs and over 700 feet in home runs ended up giving Daytona an 8-5 lead that proved to be insurmountable for the Clearwater Threshers. 8-5, the final score in game number one. Game number two will begin in approximately half an hour, another seven-inning affair with the start going to Braden Tucker for the Threshers, 1-0 with a 4.55 ERA, and Juan Martinez will get the ball for Daytona. He is 1-for-2 with a 2.57 ERA. The Threshers look to regain control of first place as they fall back into a tie with Lakeland. And the Tortugas look for their 20th win. See it all happen in just about 30 minutes here on the Threshers Broadcast Network. We'll be back with lineups as soon as we can. And game number two of this doubleheader.
Do you like tacos? Then come on down to Big Care Ballpark for Taps and Tacos Night, presented by Moe's Southwest Grill. Every Thursday home game, we have great deals at Moe's Tacos Cart in left field and drink specials throughout the ballpark. Top-notch tacos pair well with half-price fountain drinks, waters, as well as draft beers and cocktails at Frenchie's Tiki Bar. Get your tickets at ThreshersBaseball.com and come with an appetite.
Watch me now! Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Become a member of our Silver Sharks Club, presented by BayCare, for just $30 to get free tickets and free parking and so much more for every Wednesday home game. Visit our website at threshersbaseball.com for more information and to sign up today.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. Follow us at Threshers on Twitter and at Threshers Baseball on Instagram. We're also on Facebook, LinkedIn, and at Clearwater Threshers on TikTok.
The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Senior Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to 10 Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and clear stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts. 10 Wednesday Clearwater Thresher games, free swag and discounts, all for only $30 with our Silver Sharks Senior Club membership. Visit our website at threshersbaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
On the last home Friday of every month, the Clearwater Threshers become the Clearwater Beach Dogs. On May 31st, all tickets for your dogs will benefit Canine Partners for Patriots. Tickets are available now on threshersbaseball.com.
The best entertainment deal for a dollar in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Clearwater Threshers Dollar Tuesdays to BayCare Ballpark. Enjoy the fun and excitement of minor league baseball with $1 burn tickets, hot dogs, sodas, and more. Every homestand this summer starts with a Dollar Tuesday featuring admission and select concession items for just $1. Visit threshersbaseball.com, then visit BayCare Ballpark in Clearwater for Dollar Tuesdays presented by Top Notch Pest Control.
Join the coolest club in town, the Little Anglers, presented by BayCare Kids. For only $25 per child per season, kids 13 and younger receive a ticket and food voucher to all Thursday home games with activities by the BayCare Kids Wellness and Safety Center. Join and grab your exclusive Threshers gear today.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
At BayCare Ballpark, the early bird catches the deal. If you get your Threshers tickets in advance, you'll save money. So whenever you want to catch a baseball game, get your tickets before you go at threshersbaseball.com. Come cheer on your Threshers.
Come down to BayCare Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the diamond, and after the game ends, we've got even more. Go to threshersbaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
Need another reason to buy Threshers season tickets? How about free food on Sundays? Season ticket holders eat free from a select menu at the Home Run Grill behind home plate, including hot dogs, popcorn, ice cream, and more every Sunday. For information, visit threshersbaseball.com and get your season seats today.
Kids can be a part of the coolest minor league baseball club in town by joining the Little Anglers Kids Club with the Clearwater Threshers, presented by BayCare Kids. For only $25, Children 13 and younger can come to all 10 Thursday Thresher home games and take part in fun activities, receive cool gear, and enjoy free food. Plus, be sure to bring your glove for an on-field pregame catch and run the bases after the game to cap off 9 innings of fun. Go to threshersbaseball.com and join the Little Anglers Kids Club today.
Every Thursday night at Baker Ballpark is Taps and Tacos Night, and Moe's will bring you the tastiest Tex-Mex in town. And if you're 13 and under, you can join our Baker Kids Little Anglers Club for just $25 and come to every Thursday home. Visit threshersbaseball.com and bring the whole family.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Do you like tacos? Then come on down to Big Care Ballpark for Taps and Tacos Night presented by Moe's Southwest Grill. Every Thursday home game, we have great deals at Moe's Tacos Cart in left field and drink specials throughout the ballpark. Top-notch tacos pair well with half-price fountain drinks, waters, as well as draft beers and cocktails at Frenchie's Tiki Bar. Get your tickets at threshersbaseball.com and come with an appetite.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Become a member of our Silver Sharks Club, presented by BayCare, for just $30 to get free tickets and free parking and so much more for every Wednesday home game. Visit our website at threshersbaseball.com for more information and to sign up today.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. Follow us at Threshers on Twitter and at Threshers Baseball on Instagram. We're also on Facebook, LinkedIn, and at Clearwater Threshers on TikTok.
The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Sharks Senior Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to 10 Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and clear stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts. 10 Wednesday Clearwater Thresher games, free swag and discounts, all for only $30 with our Silver Sharks Senior Club membership. Visit our website at threshersbaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro League's All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
On the last home Friday of every month, the Clearwater Threshers become the Clearwater Beach Dogs. On May 31st, all tickets for your dogs will benefit K9 Partners for Patriots. Tickets are available now on threshersbaseball.com.
The best entertainment deal for a dollar in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Clearwater Threshers Dollar Tuesdays to BayCare Ballpark. Enjoy the fun and excitement of minor league baseball with $1 burn tickets, hot dogs, sodas, and more. Every homestand this summer starts with a Dollar Tuesday featuring admission and select concession items for just $1. Visit threshersbaseball.com, then visit BayCare Ballpark in Clearwater for Dollar Tuesdays presented by Top Notch Pest Control.
Join the coolest club in town, the Little Anglers, presented by BayCare Kids. For only $25 per child per season, kids 13 and younger receive a ticket and food voucher to all Thursday home games with activities by the BayCare Kids Wellness and Safety Center. Join and grab your exclusive Threshers gear today.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
At Big Care Ballpark, the early bird catches the deal. If you get your Threshers tickets in advance, you'll save money. So whenever you want to catch a baseball game, get your tickets before you go at threshersbaseball.com. Come cheer on your Threshers.
Come down to Big Care Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the diamond, and after the game ends, we've got even more. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
Need another reason to buy Threshers season tickets? How about free food on Sundays? Season ticket holders eat free from a select menu at the Home Run Grill behind home plate, including hot dogs, popcorn, ice cream, and more every Sunday. For information, visit ThreshersBaseball.com and get your season seats today.
Kids can be a part of the coolest minor league baseball club in town by joining the Little Anglers Kids Club with the Clearwater Threshers, presented by BayCare Kids. For only $25, children 13 and younger can come to all 10 Thursday Thresher home games and take part in fun activities, receive cool gear, and enjoy free food. Plus, be sure to bring your glove for an on-field pregame catch and run the bases after the game to cap off 9 innings of fun. Go to threshersbaseball.com and join the Little Anglers Kids Club today.
Every Thursday night at BayCare Ballpark is Taps and Tacos Night, and Moe's is bringing you the tastiest Tex-Mex in town. And if you're 13 and under, you can join our BayCare Kids Little Anglers Club for just $25 and come to every Thursday home game. Visit threshersbaseball.com and bring the whole family.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Do you like tacos? Then come on down to Big Care Ballpark for Taps and Tacos Night, presented by Moe's Southwest Grill. Every Thursday home game, we have great deals at Moe's Tacos Cart in left field and drink specials throughout the ballpark. Top-notch tacos pair well with half-price fountain drinks, waters, as well as draft beers and cocktails at Frenchie's Tiki Bar. Get your tickets at threshersbaseball.com and come with an appetite.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Become a member of our Silver Sharks Club, presented by BayCare, for just $30 to get free tickets and free parking and so much more for every Wednesday home game. Visit our website at threshersbaseball.com for more information and to sign up today.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. Follow us at Threshers on Twitter and at Threshers Baseball on Instagram. We're also on Facebook, LinkedIn, and at Clearwater Threshers on TikTok.
The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Senior Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to 10 Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and clear stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts. 10 Wednesday Clearwater Thresher games, free swag and discounts, all for only $30 with our Silver Shark Senior Club membership. Visit our website at threshersbaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro League's All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
On the last home Friday of every month, the Clearwater Threshers become the Clearwater Beach Dogs. On May 31st, all tickets for your dogs will benefit Canine Partners for Patriots. Tickets are available now on threshersbaseball.com.
The best entertainment deal for a dollar in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Clearwater Threshers Dollar Tuesdays to BayCare Ballpark. Enjoy the fun and excitement of minor league baseball with $1 burn tickets, hot dogs, sodas, and more. Every homestand this summer starts with a Dollar Tuesday featuring admission and select concession items for just $1. Visit threshersbaseball.com, then visit BayCare Ballpark in Clearwater for Dollar Tuesdays presented by Top Notch Pest Control.
Join the coolest club in town, the Little Anglers, presented by BayCare Kids. For only $25 per child per season, kids 13 and younger receive a ticket and food voucher to all Thursday home games with activities by the BayCare Kids Wellness and Safety Center. Join and grab your exclusive Threshers gear today.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
At BayCare Ballpark, the early bird catches the deal. If you get your Threshers tickets in advance, you'll save money. So whenever you want to catch a baseball game, get your tickets before you go at threshersbaseball.com. Come cheer on your Threshers.
Come down to BayCare Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the diamond, and after the game ends, we've got even more. Go to threshersbaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
Need another reason to buy Threshers season tickets? How about free food on Sundays? Season ticket holders eat free from a select menu at the Home Run Grill behind home plate, including
hot dogs, popcorn, ice cream, and more every Sunday. For information, visit threshersbaseball.com and get your season seats today.
Kids can be a part of the coolest minor league baseball club in town by joining the Little Anglers Kids Club with the Clearwater Threshers, presented by BayCare Kids. For only $25, children 13 and younger can come to all 10 Thursday Thresher home games and take part in fun activities, receive cool gear, and enjoy free food. Plus, be sure to bring your glove for an on-field pregame catch and run the bases after the game to cap off 9 innings of fun. Go to threshersbaseball.com and join the Little Anglers Kids Club today.
Every Thursday night at BayCare Ballpark is Taps and Tacos Night, and Moe's will bring you the tastiest Tex-Mex in town. And if you're 13 and under, you can join our BayCare Kids Little Anglers Club for just $25 and come to every Thursday home. Visit threshersbaseball.com and bring the whole family.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Do you like tacos? Then come on down to BayCare Ballpark for Taps and Tacos Night, presented by Moe's Southwest Grill. Every Thursday home game, we have great deals at Moe's Tacos Cart in left field and drink specials throughout the ballpark. Top-notch tacos pair well with half-price fountain drinks, waters, as well as draft beers and cocktails at Frenchie's Tiki Bar. Get your tickets at threshersbaseball.com and come with an appetite.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Become a member of our Silver Sharks Club, presented by BayCare, for just $30 to get free tickets and free parking and so much more for every Wednesday home game. Visit our website at threshersbaseball.com for more information and to sign up today.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. Follow us at Threshers on Twitter and at Threshers Baseball on Instagram. We're also on Facebook, LinkedIn, and at Clearwater Threshers on TikTok.
The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Senior Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to 10 Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and clear stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts. 10 Wednesday Clearwater Thresher games, free swag and discounts, all for only $30 with our Silver Shark Senior Club membership. Visit our website at threshersbaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
On the last home Friday of every month, the Clearwater Threshers become the Clearwater Beach Dogs. On May 31st, all tickets for your dogs will benefit Canine Partners for Patriots. Tickets are available now on threshersbaseball.com.
The best entertainment deal for a dollar in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Clearwater Threshers Dollar Tuesdays to BayCare Ballpark. Enjoy the fun and excitement of minor league baseball with $1 burn tickets, hot dogs, sodas, and more. Every homestand this summer starts with a Dollar Tuesday featuring admission and select concession items for just $1. Visit threshersbaseball.com, then visit BayCare Ballpark in Clearwater for Dollar Tuesdays presented by Top Notch Pest Control.
Join the coolest club in town, the Little Anglers, presented by BayCare Kids. For only $25 per child per season, kids 13 and younger receive a ticket and food voucher to all Thursday home games with activities by the BayCare Kids Wellness and Safety Center. Join and grab your exclusive Threshers gear today.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
At BayCare Ballpark, the early bird catches the deal. If you get your Threshers tickets in advance, you'll save money. So whenever you want to catch a baseball game, get your tickets before you go at ThreshersBaseball.com. Come cheer on your Threshers.
Come down to BayCare Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the diamond, and after the game ends, we've got even more. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
Need another reason to buy Threshers season tickets? How about free food on Sundays? Season ticket holders eat free from a select menu at the Home Run Grill behind home plate, including hot dogs, popcorn, ice cream, and more every Sunday. For information, visit ThreshersBaseball.com and get your season seats today.
Kids can be a part of the coolest minor league baseball club in town by joining the Little Anglers Kids Club with the Clearwater Threshers, presented by BayCare Kids. For only $25, children 13 and younger can come to all 10 Thursday Thresher home games and take part in fun activities, receive cool gear, and enjoy free food. Plus, be sure to bring your glove for an on-field pregame catch and run the bases after the game to cap off 9 innings of fun. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com and join the Little Anglers Kids Club today.
Every Thursday night at Bay Care Ballpark is Tabs and Tacos Night, and Moe's is bringing you the tastiest Tex-Mex in town. And if you're 13 and under, you can join our Bay Care Kids Little Anglers Club for just $25 and come to every Thursday home. Visit brushersbaseball.com and bring the whole family.
It's got everything.
Turn your attention to the area in front of the pitcher's mound. We have three very special ceremonial first pitches tonight. First up, representing the Little Anglers Club is Reed Flanagan.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Do you like tacos? Then come on down to Big Care Ballpark for Taps and Tacos Night, presented by Moe's Southwest Grill. Every Thursday home game, we have great deals at Moe's Tacos Cart in left field and drink specials throughout the ballpark. Top-notch tacos pair well with half-price fountain drinks, waters, as well as draft beers and cocktails at Frenchie's Tiki Bar. Get your tickets at thrushersbaseball.com and come with an appetite.
Watch me now! Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
A tough loss in game number one for the Clearwater Threshers, and they look to turn things around in game two, going with the home alternate Blues against the Daytona Tortugas. Threshers losing 8-5 in game one, looking to turn things around in the second game with Braden Tucker starting for the Threshers, and we'll take a look at the Tortugas lineup. Ricardo Cabrera leading off for Daytona. Johnny Ascanio hitting second. Ariel Almonte up to the three spot. And Trey Faltine into the cleanup role. Connor Burns is getting the start at catcher, hitting fifth. Esmith Pineda at the sixth spot. Malvin Valdez starting after the pinch run appearance in game one. He's in the seventh spot. Jack Moss hitting eighth. And Andrew Salcedo is batting ninth. They'll be going up against the Threshers defense. That looks a little something like this. Keaton Anthony over at first base for Clearwater. Devin Saltabon in his customary second base spot. Double partner for him is Aiden Miller at short, and Nico Pouaca-Grego is at third base. The catcher is Luis Caicuto. The outfield is Jordan Viers in left, Avery Owusu-Asiedu back in center, and Raylan Heredia in right, same starting outfield as game number one. And the battery mate of Luis Caicuto is Braden Tucker, guy who started the season in the bullpen for the Threshers and has turned into a dependable starter. 1-0 record of the 4.55 ERA. He'll be making his fifth career start and fourth of the season. Coming off of an outing where he allowed four runs in five innings against Tampa, he's struck out seven in his last two games as a starter. 11 runs, 20 hits, and 16 innings as the game's starting pitcher, with 13 strikeouts and just one walk as a starter. He is starting things off against the leadoff man for the Tortugas, Ricardo Cabrera, in the right-handed batter's box as Tucker sends the first pitch of game two, a fastball upstairs for ball number one, and we're underway. Braden Tucker, good off-speed guy. Change up, two kinds of sliders, a regular slider and a gyro, fastball and a sinker in his five-pitch mix. As a slow roller goes to shortstop from Ricardo Cabrera, it's Aiden Miller there making the throw on the run. Easy first out for Miller and the Threshers. The umpire crew for tonight's game, Pedro Powell moving from the bases to home plate. Michael Cross is the first base umpire with one out here in the first inning. Left-handed hitting Johnny Iscanio, switch hitter hitting left against the righty Braden Tucker. And most switch hitters rarely get the chance to hit lefty against the Threshers as the breaking ball misses for ball number one. Threshers have just one left-handed pitcher on the roster, and that is Mavis Graves, who is likely to be starting later this week. Cued off the end of the bat, picked up in fair territory by Caicuto, flipped it to first for the second out of the inning, and that's a heads-up play by Luis Caicuto. That ball just flicked off the end of the bat, and Caicuto made sure to grab it when it was in fair territory for the second out of the first inning. So two quick outs in the first for the Threshers as Ariel Almonte up to the plate for the Tortugas with two gone in the first. First pitch fastball missing for ball number one. Almonte was the cleanup hitter in game one. Struck out twice, went one for three with a walk. He swings and misses out in front of the breaking ball from Tucker, and it's a 1-1 contest. The 1-1 hit in the air in foul territory down the third base side. Puaca Grego chasing, calling, running back, and he makes the catch, almost falling to the ground. So three quick outs for the Threshers. Start off the first inning, and an acrobatic play by Puaca Grego seals a 1-2-3 first. Now we head to the home half as the Threshers grab the sticks when we come back.
Become a member of our Silver Sharks Club, presented by BayCare.
Same
$30 to get free tickets and free parking and so much more for every Wednesday home game. Visit our website at threshersbaseball.com for more information and to sign up today.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Bottom of the first inning here at BayCare Ballpark. Threshers trying to shake off a game one defeat in this twin bill. And they look like they've got the lineup to do just that. Take a look at the game two lineup as it comes up on your screen on the Threshers Broadcast Network. A new face in the leadoff spot, Raylan Heredia, getting his first chance as a leadoff hitter as he's reached base in each of the last five games. Aiden Miller returns to action, hits second, with Keaton Anthony batting third. Luis Caicuto hitting cleanup. Jordan Viers will bat fifth. Devin Saltaban, sixth. Jared Thomas, seventh. Avery Wusuwasidu, eighth. And Nico Puaca Grego, the nine hitter. The defense for the Tortugas is as follows. Jack Moss at first. Johnny Iscanio at second. Ricardo Cabrera at short. Trey Faltine at third. The outfield left to right, Ariel Almonte, Malvin Valdez, and Esmith Pineda as the first pitch is swing and a miss for a strike to Raylan Heredia. Connor Burns is the battery mate of Juan Martinez, the starting pitcher for the Daytona Tortugas. He comes in with a record of 1-2 and a 2.57 ERA and an 0-2 count to Raylan Heredia. So 0-2 in the bottom of the first inning. Here's the pitch. Fastball missing upstairs, and it's a 1-2 count. Martinez signed out of the Dominican Republic in 2021, fourth pro season with the Cincinnati Reds the Venezuelan-born free agent is getting the start. Six appearances, three starts, 21 innings pitched, six earned runs allowed. Slider gets low and evens the count at 2-2 to Raylan Heredia. And Heredia hits this one high in the air, foul down the first baseline, and it goes foul, reaches the seats to keep the count even at two balls and two strikes. Martinez had two stints with Daytona last season. 12.27 ERA in two games, but played in 10 appearances for the Arizona Complex League Reds. 2-2, cut on and missed. Attack for safety applied by Burns, and Heredia down swinging for the first out in the first inning. Now Aiden Miller coming to the plate for the Clearwater Threshers, the most recent first-round pick by the Philadelphia Phillies. They drafted Miller at 27th overall, despite him being the fourth-ranked infield prospect. First pitch to Miller. Soft line drive caught by Escanio at second base, who makes a catch on the run for the second out of the first inning. Quick out number two is Devs. Keaton Anthony will now come up to the plate. Second in the league in on-base percentage at, or sorry, third in the league in on-base percentage at .469. And Keaton Anthony has been a force for the Threshers this season. First pitch fastball taken for a strike. It's 0-1 to the 22-year-old Anthony, who has 10 RBIs this season and an average just shy of .300. Fouls away a curveball, and so too here in the bottom of the first inning. Still scoreless with two gone in the bottom half of the first. 9 games in the complex, 5 games with the Threshers last season for Keaton Anthony. And he had a .400 on base percentage in those 5 games to start off his pro career. 0-2 sliced foul, that'll clear the sweets, and we stay at 0-2. Anthony went 2-for-3 with a double and a run scored. Also walked twice on Tuesday's win for Clearwater. Looking to extend that strong start to the series here on Thursday. Now the 0-2. Fastball low, and it's 1-2. Anthony, 292 hitter on the season. 2 steals in 2 attempts, and he's reached base in each of the last 5 games. 4 for his last 15. 1-2, hard ground ball, foul down the third baseline. It stays 1-2. 2 doubles and a ribby, as well as 2 runs and 6 walks during his 5-game on base streak. So Anthony, the power still looking for it. He's got some pop, but has yet to hit a pro home run in his career, but is able to drive in runs and reach base at a very high clip. A promising start to his career for the undrafted free agent out of Iowa. 1-2. Sliced high and foul. And the count remains at 1-2. 3 pitches knocked away with the 2-strike count on Keaton Anthony, making a good, strong defensive at bat. 1-2. Ground ball up the middle. It is Escanio who gloves it. Taps the glove once, sends it to first in time. And a 1-2-3 first inning ends things at 0 for the Threshers. Scoreless through the first. Each team down in order. Second inning coming up next on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. Follow us at Threshers on Twitter and at Threshers Baseball on Instagram. We're also on Facebook, LinkedIn, and at Clearwater Threshers on TikTok.
The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Senior Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to 10 Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and clear stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts. 10 Wednesday Clearwater Thresher games, free swag and discounts, all for only $30 with our Silver Shark Senior Club membership. Visit our website at threshersbaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Ready when you are, Steve.
Don't forget to follow the Clearwater Threshers on Facebook, at Threshers Baseball, to keep up with the action all season long. We're also at Threshers Baseball on Instagram and Threads. Don't forget we're at Threshers on X as well. And the Threshers also are on TikTok, so plenty of ways to find the best content in baseball on social media for the Clearwater Threshers. Now Trey Faltine leads off the second against Braden Tucker. First pitch, line drive, base hit, out to left field, past the diving glove of Powaka Grega. Viers quickly comes up with it to hold Faltine on first. And the first pitch of the second inning is the Tortugas' first hit of the ballgame. That will bring up Connor Burns, the catcher for Daytona, who caught in game one back on Tuesday. Struck out twice, went one for four with a run scored. The first pitch, cut on and missed. Fastball upstairs. It's an 0-1 count to Burns. He is hitting 182 on the year, two homers, 10 RBIs for the Tortugas catcher against the Indiana native, Braden Tucker here. He's sent from the first base side of the rubber, deals the 0-1, fastball in for a strike, back pick to first, just not in time as Faltine slides in inches ahead of a tag by Keaton Anthony. So an 0-2 count to Connor Burns, and Kaikuto's got a quick arm and a quick reaction time behind the plate to get those back picks in smoothly. 0-2, it's a pickoff move to first, no tag applied, so Faltine is in there safely. Braden Tucker finished the month of April with a 3.78 ERA, 16 and two-thirds innings, and in the month of May, he is now making his third start. 10th appearance in Clearwater overall is today. Now the 0-2, runner goes, and Faltine will head back to first as Connor Burns fouls off the slider to keep the count 0-2. Faltine had a stolen base last game when he reached 7 on the season for Trey as he looks for more, inching off of the first base bag. 0-2, fastball, Joss missing outside, and it's a 1-2 count now to the catcher, Connor Burns. Faltine's someone for Tucker to keep an eye on, but he keeps his focus on the batter at home with two strikes. One ball, two strikes, the count to Burns. Faltine goes again, and Burns fouls off another pitch. A fastball lands in the seats after it ricochets off the wall of the suites behind home plate. We stay at 1-2 against Burns. Tucker signed as an undrafted free agent out of Lipscomb, as he was a grad transfer there in Nashville after his collegiate career in Indiana. 4 seasons, 40 appearances with 8 starts. He became a starter in his last season with Lipscomb. We'll see if Faltine goes again. He does not. 1-2. Fastball upstairs. It's 2-2. After a 4-5 record at Indiana, he started 16 times at Lipscomb with a 7-1 record. And the Bisons won 13 of 17 games where Tucker picked. 2-2 hit on the ground to short. Miller has it. No play at second base. Keeps running towards first. He makes the throw in time for out number one. Faltine was running on the play, so he advances to second safely. And there is one out in the inning. A good job by Miller. He checked to see if there was even a chance at Faltine at first base. Or at second base, excuse me, there was not, so he made the right play and went towards first base. So one gone for Eastmith Pineda, man on second with one out for the Tortugas in a scoreless ball game. Tucker glances at the Keystone sack and deals, cut on a miss, late swing on a slider, and it's 0-1 to Eastmith Pineda. Leading off second is Faltine. He's thinking about third, but stays put as Pineda fouls back to slider that would have kept him on second anyway, 0-2. Threshers changing jerseys for the second game. They had on the home reds in game one. Now the alternate blues with maybe my favorite Threshers hat. I just love the bitten off lifesaver as a C logo for the Threshers alternate logo. That might be my favorite one. 0-2 the count to Eastmith Pineda, with one gone here in the top of the second inning. Still scoreless after the Tortugas took game 1-8-5. 0-2 the count to Pineda. Tucker looks over at Faltine. Now he deals. 0-2, cut on a miss, strike 3. Good slider by Tucker. And he takes his time to take out Pineda for the second out of the second inning. Tucker has his first strikeout of the day, number 30 on his professional career, 27 of which have come this year in 2024. Two gone, a man on the second base bag is Melvin Valdez is up to the plate. Scored the go-ahead run on a two-run homer by Yerlin Confidon in game one. Now faces a 1-0 count as the sinker missed low and away. Valdez, four ribbies on the season, a 163 average. Tucker, a look over at second. And now the pitch. Breaking ball low on the slider, 2-0. The count. Now the pitch. Slider just missing inside, and now it's 3-0. Pitch. Fastball right down Main Street, and the get-me-over heater makes it 3-1 to Melvin Valdez. Came on as a pinch runner after a double by Yasiel Pino in the sixth inning. Proved not to matter as Confidon went yard in the next at bat. Now the 3-1. Fastball just missing inside, and that's ball number four. So a two-out walk extends the second inning, keeping Faltine on second as Melvin Valdez advances to first base. Out from behind the plate comes Luis Caicuto. He'll give the signs to the Threshers infield as Jack Moss comes up to the plate for Daytona, first baseman with three RBIs, but an average of 178. Daytona is a team that makes most of their success on the back of their pitching. Best ERA in the Florida State League and the only team with an ERA under two so far this season, as Moss takes a fastball for ball number one. Hitting-wise, Daytona is towards the bottom of the Florida State League as the changeup gets in for a called strike. The Threshers are middle of the pack in pitching with a 4.06 ERA, have the best batting average in the Florida State League, though, at 250. Now the 1-1. Fastball right down Main Street, and it's 1-2, freezing Moss on the pitch by Tucker. One ball, two strikes, the count, two gone and two on here in the top of the second. Tucker deals. Fastball, pop foul. That goes into the wall on the third base side, and we stay at 2-2. One and two the count. Faltine on second, Valdez on first with two away here in a scoreless top of the second inning. Now the 1-2. Line drive, foul again down the left field line. One ball, two strikes, two outs to Moss. The pitch. Fastball, pop foul, three straight pitches fought off by Moss to keep the inning alive. One, two coming again from Tucker. He's locked and loaded at the belt. Five on the pitch clock. The 1-2 again. Curveball bounced down the first baseline towards Saltabon. He picks it up. Underhand flip to Anthony, who makes the grab and seals the end of the top of the second inning. So Jack Moss gave a battle to Braden Tucker, but he comes out triumphant. One hit allowed, two runners left aboard, no runs, no errors. And now we go to the bottom of the second in a scoreless game two on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
On the last home Friday of every month, the Clearwater Threshers become the Clearwater Beach Dogs. On May 31st, all tickets for your dogs will benefit Canine Partners for Patriots. Tickets are available now on ThrushersBaseball.com.
The best entertainment deal for a dollar in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Clearwater Threshers Dollar Tuesdays to BayCare Ballpark. Enjoy the fun and excitement of minor league baseball with $1 burn tickets, hot dogs, sodas, and more. Every homestand this summer starts with a Dollar Tuesday featuring admission and select concession items for just $1. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com, then visit BayCare Ballpark in Clearwater for Dollar Tuesdays presented by Top Notch Pest Control.
Join the coolest club in town, the Little Anglers, presented by BayCare Kids. For only $25 per child per season, kids 13 and younger receive a ticket and food voucher to all Thursday home games with activities by the BayCare Kids Wellness and Safety Center. Join and grab your exclusive Threshers gear today.
Get some of your favorite ballpark items for just $1 every Tuesday at BayCare Ballpark. You can get berm tickets and select food and drink items all for just $1. Brought to you by Top Notch Pest Control. One of the most popular events at BayCare Ballpark will be back on May the 28th when the Threshers take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers in a series that as of now features the first two teams in the Florida State League West Division. In terms of placement, 1-0 to Kai Kuto, now 2-0 as the fastball misses upstairs to the Threshers cleanup man. Scoreless so far, Tortugas with a hit already, Threshers looking for their first. Kai Kuto waits on the fastball, it misses inside, it's a 3-0 count to the Threshers catcher. Kai Kuto has 9 doubles among the league leaders, currently tied at third in two baggers with Ricardo Cabrera of the Tortugas. 3-1 now as the get-me-over fastball lands on the inside part of the plate for a called strike. Kai Kuto awaits the 3-1. Fastball low, and that's ball number 4. The Threshers have their first base runner, a leadoff walk, to start the second inning. And Jordan Fires now coming up to the plate. Did reach and get an RBI on a walk in the fourth inning of the first game, but was otherwise 0-for-3. So his 7-game hit streak, longest by a Thresher this season, has come to a close, but he has still reached in each of his last 11 games. First pitch to Viers is a breaking ball at the knees for a called strike 1, and it's 0-1 count to the Thresher's left fielder. He was out in left field in game 1 as well. That's where he stays. He's been at both corner outfield positions for the Threshers this season. 0-1. Fastball on the outside edge, and it's 0-2. Fires this season. Came into the game at 250, now at 241 with 3 homers and 13 RBIs after walking with the bases loaded. 10-for-27 over his 7-game hit streak that lasted from May the 2nd until the first game of this doubleheader. Changeup hit foul on the ground, and the count stays at 0-2. For Jordan Fires. Okay, Kuto, who is off on contact and yet to attempt to steal this season, will head back to first base. Four-game on-base streak for Kai Kuto as Fires looks to get to 12 straight games reaching. He pops up the 0-2 pitch. It's tailing foul. Going after it is Connor Burns, and it ends up towards third base where it is caught by Trey Faltine. So a pop-up for Viers, and there's the first out of the second inning. That'll bring up Devin Saltabon, who has 4 hits in his last 2 games here at BayCare Ballpark to go along with 3 RBIs. Went 2-for-5 with a ribby on Tuesday, and now gets his first at-bat of the day. First pitch to Saltabon, fastball inside, and it's an 1-0 count, to the Threshers' second baseman. Kai Kuto not a threat to steal on first base, but with the Threshers' aggression on the base paths, there is always a chance that someone's going to try and steal a bag. 1-1 the count now as it's a strike on a fastball by Martinez. One, one. Sliced high and foul. It's 1-2. Saltamont, 19 years old, taken in the third round of the draft by the Philadelphia Phillies after becoming one of just six draft leaguers in 2023 to get a MLB Combine invite after 11 solid games with the West Virginia Black Bears. And the 1-2 inside corner called strike three. So second strikeout of the game for Martinez, and there's two gone to start the second for the Clearwater Threshers. That'll bring up Jared Thomas, guy who joined the Threshers late in the season last year, began the season on the injured list, and is now spending his third series rehabbing with the Threshers. Hitting 292 for Clearwater this season with a home run and seven RBIs. Fastball in there for a called strike. It's 0-1 to Thomas. Left-handed hitting catcher drafted in the 15th round by Loyola at Loyola Marymount. Just three errors over two seasons in Loyola Marymount after starting his career in the University of Miami, a baseball powerhouse in Division I before he transferred. He's got a brother, Zach, who played five seasons at Utah Tech and Dixie State. So a baseball family for Thomas. 0-1, fastball inside, and it's a called strike two. So nothing and two the count. Still scoreless here in the bottom of the second inning, but that can change with just one swing from Thomas. 0-2 fouled away. We'll do it again. Thomas hit his home run on last Saturday, almost a week ago, a three-run shot to right center field against the Tarpons, setting a career high in single-game RBIs for the Threshers' backstop. Now the 0-2. Hit on the ground to second base. Escanio has it. He'll take the easy way to first. Underhand flip to Moss for the final out of the second inning. Leadoff man reaches for the Threshers, but no runs, no hits, one error, and a man left aboard. We head to the third inning, still scoreless here on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
At Big Care Ballpark, the early bird catches the deal. If you get your Threshers tickets in advance, you'll save money. So whenever you want to catch a baseball game, get your tickets before you go at ThreshersBaseball.com. Come cheer on your Threshers.
Come down to Bay Care Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the diamond, and after the game ends, we've got even more. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
Are we stealing his Social Security? Steve, ready when you are.
After the Threshers take on the Daytona Tortugas this coming Saturday, May the 18th, make sure to stick around for the best fireworks show in town, presented by Wawa. I love our post-game fireworks on Saturday night. Threshers looking for some in-game fireworks. They let up three home runs to Daytona in an 8-5 loss and now look to right the ship in game number two. Similar story to the doubleheader against Tampa last week. They let up three home runs in an 8-2 loss and then turn around and won the second game in Tampa. Now they're in front of their home fans in a scoreless top of the third inning with Andrew Salcedo getting his first at-bat of the series. He takes a change on the inside corner for a called strike. Salcedo on the year is hitting .500. He has not had too many opportunities as a third catcher on the Daytona roster, and he takes a slider low for ball number one. Part of a Tortugas team that's hitting .212 on the season. But Salcedo has made the most of his limited opportunities, went 2-for-4 with a pair of singles in his lone game of the season. for the switch hitting catcher. Playing at the DH spot tonight just for the second time this season. Salcedo now facing a 1-1 count. It'll be Salcedo, Cabrera, and Ascanio here in the third. Each team without a run. 1-1 tapped off the end of the bat and foul. It's 1-2. So one ball, two strikes to Salcedo. One hit in this game, that has come from the Tortugas as Salcedo fouls off a fastball to keep it at 1-2. One and two the count. Tucker deals. Wave and a whiff. Strike three. Braden Tucker climbing the ladder with that fastball and gets his second strikeout of the game, sending Salcedo down swinging. And let's take another look. Upstairs on the fastball, right at the letters. Even if Salcedo hadn't swung, that would have been a strike as Tucker has his second punchy of the ball game. One gone, and Ricardo Cabrera making a leadoff appearance in the Tortugas lineup, playing at shortstop now after he started game one at third base. It's a 1-0 count on the slider from Tucker. Now the pitch. 1-0, line drive off the glove of Tucker, ricocheting towards Saltabon. Bare hands it, flips it to first in time, and a fantastic play for the second out of the third inning. Score that 1-4-3. As that one hit off the glove of Braden Tucker. And we'll take another look right here. Tucker almost had that on a line. And Saltabon making a difficult play at second base for the out. And keep in mind, this is Saltabon's first full season as a second baseman, making a play that he made look a lot easier than it actually is. But that says more about Saltabon than anything else. 0-1 the count now to Johnny Ascanio. After he takes a slider for a strike, two gone in the third. Pitch looped in the air, foul towards the strikeout cafe and onto the concourse for a fouled off strike two. Ascanio grounded out to the catcher in a high IQ play from Luis Caicuto back in the first inning. Now he faces the 0-2, one on the pitch clock, and time is called to avoid that pitch clock violation again. Luis Caicuto staying a step ahead of the competition with his high baseball IQ. Tucker back set, 0-2 the count in the stretch. Now he deals. Just got a piece of it, and Ascanio stays alive by fouling off a fastball. Two gone in the inning, 0-2 the count. One hit off the bat of Trey Faltine to start the second. That is it, as the Threshers being no hit so far in a scoreless game. Two gone in the third, three on the pitch clock. Tucker deals, and once again, off the end of the bat of Ascanio, goes the Tucker breaking ball, and we drop to 0-2. 0-2 the count, two outs in the third. Tucker sets, five on the pitch clock. He deals. And that one bounced off the umpire, skimmed off the dirt into the, I'm not going to say which area of the home plate umpire, but he looks all right. Three straight pitches fouled off by Johnny Ascanio. Two gone and still an 0-2 count, but Ascanio is battling against Braden Tucker here. Here's the 0-2 again. Hit on the ground over to short. Backhanded by Miller. Quick throw to first to get the speedy runner, and he does it in time. Aiden Miller making it look easy at short for a 1-2-3 third inning. So defense is fantastic for the Threshers. They send down the Tortugas in order. Head to the bottom of the third, still scoreless.
Need another reason to buy Threshers season tickets? How about free food on Sundays? Season ticket holders eat free from a select menu at the Home Run Grill behind home plate, including hot dogs, popcorn, ice cream, and more every Sunday. For information, visit threshersbaseball.com and get your season seats today.
Kids can be a part of the coolest minor league baseball club in town by joining the Little Anglers Kids Club with the Clearwater Threshers, presented by BayCare Kids. For only $25, children 13 and younger can come to all 10 Thursday Thresher home games and take part in fun activities, receive cool gear, and enjoy free food. Plus, be sure to bring your glove for an on-field pregame catch and run the bases after the game to cap off 9 innings of fun. Go to threshersbaseball.com and join the Little Anglers Kids Club today.
Every Thursday night at BayCare Ballpark is Taps and Tacos Night, and Moe's is bringing you the tastiest Tex-Mex in town. And if you're 13 and under, you can join our BayCare Kids Little Anglers Club for just $25 and come to every Thursday home. Visit threshersbaseball.com and bring the whole family.
Our next home game is tomorrow, May the 17th, as the Clearwater Threshers take on the Daytona Tortugas for the fourth time. Gates open at 5:30 for a 6:30 p.m. first pitch. And don't forget, since it's Friday, we'll have a concert at the Tiki Bar. Avery Owusu-Asidu sends one out, and it's caught at the warning track on the left field line. I was ready to say that was going to the Tiki Bar, but that just hung a little bit too long in the air, and I got too excited. One gone in the third off of one pitch. We're still scoreless. The Threshers still looking for their first hit. Nico Poaca-Grego might be the guy to give it to him. He's reached in each of the last 10 games, and he went 1-for-2 with two runs scored in game number one. First pitch, Poaca-Grego goes after a fastball, cut on missed, and it's 0-1. Just 19 years old is Poaca-Grego. 13 for his last 30 with 6 RBIs and 9 runs scored since April the 24th. And the fastball drops below the strike zone to even the count at 1-1. He led the Complex League in 2022, well, the Phillies Complex League team, an average OPS on base and slugging, so everything that goes into OPS, as he takes a strike 2. With the Threshers, he's certainly getting up there with a solid slash line as he fouls off the fastball towards J.R. Murphy at first. 1-2, the count to Poaca-Grego. He's got a .333 average, .429 on base, .481 slugging, all within the top five of the Threshers team. 1-2 bounces off the mask of Connor Burns, and he'll get a new baseball for Juan Martinez, as the count evens at 2-2 to Nico Poaca-Grego. And this on-base streak is currently on has really set him up for success for the Threshers. The 2-2 hit on the ground towards second base. Johnny Ascanio has been busy. Easy play to first for the second out in the third inning. So two gone, and Raylan Heredia now coming up to the plate. Struck out in his first try as a leadoff batter. Usually hits towards the middle of the Threshers' order. But he got the leadoff nod in this game after reaching base for the fifth straight contest in game number one. 0-for-1 with a K today, though. He's got two outs and takes a curve on the inside corner for a called strike. Already at 20 years old out of the capital of the Dominican Republic in Santo Domingo. Now the 0-1. Fastball right down Main Street taken for called strike 2. Four multi-hit games already this season. Heredia just looking for his first, which would be the Threshers' first, as he takes a fastball upstairs to make the count 1-2. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, and that's strike 3. Heredia down on strikes for the second time. 3 strikeouts for Martinez in a 1-2-3 third inning. So the Threshers sent down in order. No hitter continues for Daytona, and we head to the fourth, still scoreless.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Do you like tacos? Then come on down to Big Care Ballpark for Taps and Tacos Night presented by Moe's Southwest Grill. Every Thursday home game, we have great deals at Moe's Tacos Cart in left field and drink specials throughout the ballpark. Top-notch tacos pair well with half-price fountain drinks, waters, as well as draft beers and cocktails at Frenchie's Tiki Bar. Get your tickets at Threshersbaseball.com and come with an appetite.
Watch me now! Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
For the 19th straight year, the Threshers and Beach Dogs will pitch for Pink. Come out and to honor and support breast cancer survivors with special activities in-game and pre-game, benefiting the Morton Plant Meese Healthcare Foundation, an organization that we love nothing more than to partner with. We really appreciate their help in our Pitch for Pink nights over the past 19-some-odd years. First pitch is fouled into the right field seats by Ariel Almonte. 0-1 count to him, league leader in home runs and RBIs with 10 homers and 23 runs batted in. He faces an 0-1 to Tucker to start the scoreless fourth, and the next pitch is a fastball that misses upstairs to even the count at 1-1. Fouled away, and it's 1-2. Hard line drive, base hit out to right field. Heredia going for it. That ball's going to get by him and go towards the wall in right center. Almonte sprinting towards second as Heredia digs it out of the wall. Throw past the cutoff man. But Ariel Almonte starts off the fourth with a leadoff double. Second hit of the day for the Tortugas and their first extra base hit of game number two. As we take a look at a replay, just a hard hit ball right on a low line drive. Not much Heredia could do about that one, as he was able to keep Almonte to a leadoff double. So first runner in scoring position since the second inning for Daytona, as Trey Faltine now comes up to the plate. He singled in the second inning and moved to second on a walk. It's as far as anyone from the Tortugas have gotten so far this game, as a slider misses low for ball number one. Faltine, 1-for-1 on in game two, combined with his 1-for-3 performance, he is 2-for-4 with an RBI and a run scored. Also stole a base there. He gets a strike on him from Braden Tucker. 1-1 the count in the top of the fourth inning. Still scoreless with no outs and a man on second base for the Tortugas. Tucker, a glance at second. Now he deals. Fastball just missing outside. It's 2-1. And Luis Caicuto will come out and have a chat with Braden Tucker while they talk on the mound. We'll take a look at the Phillies system. The Richmond Fightin' Phils in the midst of a doubleheader dropped game one 9-1 against the Flying Squirrels of Richmond. Lehigh Valley with an 8-6 win over Norfolk, and Hudson Valley Renegades with a 6-1 lead over the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. So a mixed bag in the Phillies system as the slider misses to make it 3-1 to Faltine. A big highlight, though, came in the complex a couple days after a no-hitter. The FCL Phillies took down the FCL Yankees by a margin of 19-1. Fastball tacks the outside corner and fills up the count at 3-2 to Trey Faltine. So a full count. Almonte unlikely to go from second on the payoff. with no one out here in the fourth inning. Tucker, after filling up the count, tries to get the out here on the 3-2 pitch. 10 on the pitch clock. He's looking for his sign. Now has it from Kai Kuto. Locks in the ball in the black glove. Loads up at the belt. And the payoff pitch. Runner stays put. Fastball called. Strike three. Right at the top of the zone from Braden Tucker. Pinpoint accuracy. His third K of the day. First time he has sent an opponent down looking. And let's take a look. Just perfect pitch from Tucker. Top of the zone. Outside corner. Right on the money for his third punchy. So one gone in the fourth inning, and now Connor Burns coming up to the plate after grounding out to short in the second inning. First pitch to Burns, swung on and fouled back. It's 0-1. Almonte still on second base, unlikely to try and steal third with the potential first run of the ball game. On second base, Almonte has yet to steal a base this season on one attempt. He's 20 for 27. Pitch gets away from Kai Kuto. Laser of a throw to third base. Tag applied in time. That ball got just far enough away from Kai Kuto that Almonte thought he could take it. But a caught stealing 2-5. On the pickoff, and Luis Kai Kuto showing off his defensive prowess. No chance for Almonte as Pauaka Grego does a great job to keep himself in front of the runner. Insult to injury, it's 0-2 now with the bases clear and two outs here in the fourth. Breaking ball just missing outside on the gyro, and it's a 1-2 count now to Connor Burns. Second time Almonte has been caught stealing in two attempts. Now it's a 1-2 count to Burns. Still scoreless in the top fourth. The pitch, slider outside. Count evens at 2-2. And Luis Kai Kuto has been a defensive presence. Two two. Slider outside, and the count runs full. Three balls and two strikes. The count now to Connor Burns. The payoff pitch, slider, cut on and missed for strike three. Braden Tucker with two strikeouts and a caught stealing to end the fourth inning. He's got four punchouts on the day, and the bases are left clear for Daytona. Bottom of the fourth coming up, and Braden Tucker, masterful sliders as the Threshers looking to slide into the win column here in the bottom of the fourth inning.
Become a member of our Silver Sharks Club, presented by BayCare, for just $30 to get free tickets and free parking and so much more for every Wednesday home game. Visit our website at threshersbaseball.com for more information and to sign up today.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. Follow us at Threshers on Twitter and at Threshers Baseball on Instagram. We're also on Facebook, LinkedIn, and at Clearwater Threshers on TikTok.
Keep on trucking on Friday night and stay after the game for a concert by Uncle John's Band. Gates open at 5:30 for the 6:30 p.m. first pitch, presented by Truly Hard Seltzer. They've got a couple of nice concerts lined up for us this year. Uncle John's is something I'm really looking forward to. Aiden Miller, an at-bat always looked forward to by Threshers fans. Most recent first-round pick of the Phillies. Stepping up to the plate, trying to get the Threshers' first hit of tonight's game. Two hits for Daytona. No runs for either squad here in the bottom of the fourth inning. First pitch to Miller is a breaking ball, low for ball number one. A changeup from Juan Martinez in the midst of a no-hitter through the first three innings. And the fastball misses outside to Miller to make it 2-0. 2-0 count to Aiden, Threshers leader in home runs with 4 and RBIs with 16. And the 2-0 is grounded down the third baseline, picked up in fair territory by Faltine. Miller almost beats out the throw, but he's taken down by a step for the first out of the fourth inning. And we'll take another look at just how close this was down the third baseline. Hit deep in the infield, but a cannon of an arm from Trey Faltine, you can see, gets Miller by about a step. So one gone in the fourth. Now Keaton Anthony stepping up to the plate, and it's a 1-0 count to him as the fastball misses low and in. Miller has his 11-game on-base streak in hanging in the balance, and Anthony with his 5-game on-base streak hanging in the balance, but out to a 2-0 start after grounding out to second back in the first. Still a no-hitter alive for the Tortugas. Now the 2-0. This one hit in the air out to right field. Short run in for Pineda. He makes the catch and straightaway right for the second out of the fourth inning. And two outs for the Threshers, getting to hitters counts and not getting much after that. That'll bring up Luis Caicuto, the Threshers catcher, opening day starter for Clearwater this season. And now Caicuto tries to get the Threshers' first hit of the game. He was the Threshers' first base runner of the ball game as play is stopped with a ball on the berm coming onto the field. So Malvin Valdez giving the ball back to a fan, and Luis Caicuto is ready in the right-handed batter's box. First pitch to him is a fastball low from Juan Martinez, who has started off every single batter so far this inning with a ball. And this one is grounded foul down the third baseline. It's 1-1. Earliest in a count that the Threshers hitters have seen a strike in this game. One ball, one strike, the count to Caicuto, who awaits the pitch from Martinez, steps away from a high fastball, and it's 2-1. He's got a great eye at the plate, does Caicuto. Average at .257 with 11 RBIs. And an on-base percentage at .346. He slaps a fastball foul, and it's 2-2. Fastball upstairs, count runs full. So Caicuto will walk already today, looking to become the first and second base runners for the Threshers. And 3-2, tapped foul, and in and out of the glove of Burns to keep the inning and a bat alive for Caicuto. And that one hit the leg of Connor Burns on the foul ball to keep the count full. So still a full count to Caicuto. He pops a 3-2 pitch up in a shallow right field. This one by the second baseman, Escanio, diving, and he makes the catch, falling to the ground as Caicuto can't get that one to drop in a 1-2-3 fourth for the Threshers. No runs, no hits once again for Clearwater as we're on to the fifth inning. Still scoreless here on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Senior Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to 10 Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and clear stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts. 10 Wednesday Clearwater Thresher games, free swag and discounts, all for only $30 with our Silver Sharks Senior Club membership. Visit our website at threshersbaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
On the last home.
You ready?
Don't forget to visit threshersbaseball.com for tickets, upcoming events, merchandise, and a whole lot more. Speaking of a whole lot more, we've got the best mascot in baseball in the booth with us, everybody's favorite shark, Finley, coming on for this doubleheader. I mean, I certainly needed the company. I missed you in game one. But it's game two. We've got Finley in the booth. Still scoreless and a nice pitcher's duel going on. So, I mean, that's what we like. I think we'd like it more if the Threshers are winning, though. And Braden Tucker hoping to keep that within the scope as he gets a swing and a miss on a slider from Eismith Pineda to make it 0-1. Now, do sharks eat turtles? I'll take that as a yes. So that's what the Threshers are hoping to do as Finley describing the turtle soup that he had for lunch. And, man, looked like he enjoyed that one. I don't even think I saw him eat dinner tonight. 1-1. Hold up on the swing by Pineda, but going around enough to necessitate a strike two call. Pineda went down on three straight strikes back in the second inning, and he leads off the fifth in a scoreless ball game. 1-2 the count from Tucker. He deals. Slider just missing outside. And that is ball two. Two balls, two strikes, the count. Pineda to lead off a trio of himself, Valdez, and Moss for the Tortugas here in the fifth. Now the pitch. Popped up straight in the air above the pitcher's mound. It's Miller calling off the infield. Going back up the middle to make the catch. Almost falling to a knee, but getting the job done. And that is the first out of the fifth inning. That'll bring up Malvin Valdez, who walked in the second inning after coming on as a pinch runner in game number one. So in one way or another, he's been on base every time, but he is now up with one out in a scoreless game in the fifth. Two hits to none here in the top of the fifth inning. And the first pitch to Valdez is a slider low and away to make it 1-0. Now, another reason that we brought Finley up into the booth is to try and jinx the no-hitter that the Threshers are currently suffering here in the fifth inning. 1-0 the pitch, slider on the inside edge, and it's called strike 1-1. So Finley is just trying to get some more good juju for the Threshers. Definitely something that he excels at. I mean, I don't think anyone gives this team better vibes than Finley as Valdez swings and misses a slider to make it 1-2. And in the break, we actually learned how to say no-hitter in one different language because I only know how to say it in English. I should know how to say it in Spanish. Maybe not in, like, the slang kind of colloquial way that we do, but I'll figure it out. That'll be for the next half inning. Yeah. 2-2 the count to Valdez. One gone in the fifth as Tucker deals. Swung on and missed, strike three. A nasty slider for Braden Tucker. That is his fifth strikeout of the game, and he is approaching his career high. Two gone in the fifth as number three hitter Jack Moss comes up in the inning, and Finley requested the replay, so we're just going to show how nasty that slider is. Right on the outside edge, the gyro going up in the zone to almost below it. Beautiful pitch from Tucker. Another gyro slider, this one fouled away by Jack Moss to make it 0-1. And Tucker is one strikeout away from his career high of six achieved in his last outing of April and first start of May. 0-1. Hit the other way, but foul off the netting and into the Threshers' dugout to bring up an 0-2 count. Nice catch made in the dugout by, I think it was Bryson Ware. Caught right off the netting. Great fielding once again by this team. 0-2 the count to Moss. One of the few things that sharks do not eat. 0-2. Fastball inside, and it's a 1-2 count. Moss grounded out to second back in inning number two. Now the 1-2 pitch. Hitting the air out to left field. Sprinting towards the line is Viers. That's going to fall in fair territory. He won't get there. Viers is on in the corner, digging the ball out of the wall as sprinting around the bag is Moss, but it's already been ruled a ground rule double for the second time today. It's the second ball in that left field corner that has been ruled unplayable for Jordan Viers, and the second ground rule double of the second game for these Daytona Tortugas. Another reason that Finley doesn't like the ground. He prefers the ocean. Terrible jokes by Josh, ladies and gentlemen. Two gone in the fifth inning. Jack Moss on second base. The number nine hitter, Andrew Salcedo, up at the dish after a strikeout in the third inning. It's Moss on second with his fourth double of the season. Two gone in the fifth is Tucker. Now sets and deals. First pitch to Salcedo. Cut on a miss way out in front of that slider. And it's 0-1. He went down on a 1-2 count back in the third inning. So Tucker, 8 seconds on the pitch clock, looking for his sign. Now he's got it. 0-1 count to Salcedo. He'll step off to avoid the violation. That time I might have been called by Kaikuto, as it looked like he made a motion to tie his leg guards a little bit tighter. 74 pitches so far for Tucker, 50 over for strikes with 5 Ks and just 3 hits allowed. The 0-1 fouled back into the Tortugas dugout and almost knocked, well, just knocked down by our camera person. And it's 0-2. Nothing into the count, two gone, and a man in scoring position for the Tortugas. Salcedo, 2-for-5 on the season with a K today. Now the 0-2. Tap foul, that's going to knock off the Tortugas dugout railing. And the count stays at 0-for-2. Man on second, two out, still an 0-2 count to Salcedo. Tucker trying to finish this inning here. He's got the sign from Kaikuto and drops back with 3 on the pitch clock. Just in time, he deals, and Salcedo pops it up foul. These foul balls are getting dangerously close to the broadcast booth. We've got a couple that have just flown right over, and that one hitting closer to where our high home camera is. Yeah, I don't want to get John Sterling and take a baseball off the dome, but, you know, you never know. 0-2. Salcedo holds up the swing. Appeal to the bases umpire says no, and it's 1-2. That looked like it was pretty close anyway, and Kaikuto was ready to head towards the dugout. So a 1-2 count now to Salcedo. One on and two outs. Tucker sets. Now he deals. Wave and a whiff, strike 3. Pulling the string with the slider and getting Salcedo on strikes to tie his career high with 6 punch-outs through the game's first 5 innings. No runs, a hit, no errors, 1 left, and we head to the bottom of the 5th inning, still scoreless with the Threshers looking to break up a no-hitter.
On the last home Friday of every month, the Clearwater Threshers become the Clearwater Beach Dogs. On May 31st, all tickets for your dogs will benefit Canine Partners for Patriots. Tickets are available now on ThreshersBaseball.com.
The best entertainment deal for a dollar in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Clearwater Threshers Dollar Tuesdays to Bay Care Ballpark. Enjoy the fun and excitement of minor league baseball with $1 burn tickets, hot dogs, sodas, and more. Every homestand this summer starts with a Dollar Tuesday featuring admission and select concession items for just $1. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com, then visit Bay Care Ballpark in Clearwater for Dollar Tuesdays presented by Top Notch Pest Control.
Join the coolest club in town, the Little Anglers, presented by Bay Care Kids. For only $25 per child per season, kids 13 and younger receive a ticket and food voucher to all Thursday home games with activities by the Bay Care Kids Wellness and Safety Center. Join and grab your exclusive Threshers gear today.
There's a weekend in July.
Six. stick around post-game on Friday nights. There will be live music and drinks after every Friday home game at the Tiki Bar. I try to get them to offer free drinks, but for some reason they didn't like that. They're still cheap drinks, though. No bar in town will have better deals than the Tiki Bar out in left field. So make sure to head there post-game for a great time. First pitch to Viers is cut on a miss to start the fifth inning with a strike one, as Andrew Salcedo was out in the last inning, and he sends it to Juan Martinez, who continues the no-hit bid in the fifth inning, and it's an 0-2 count to Jordan Viers. He checked his swing, but that fastball high enough to hit off the neck of the bat and turn into a foul strike two. Called strike three as Martinez, wasting no time to get the first out of the inning, his fourth strikeout of the game, and the no-hitter continues. So Saltaban up at the plate, one gone, and the first pitch to Saltaban misses for ball number one. Threshers have walked once, so just one base runner so far in this no-hit bid. And now Saltaban awaits the 1-0. Breaking ball low, it's 2-0. Pitch. Fastball upstairs, it's 3-0. Only other walk was in the second inning on Luis Caicuto. Saltaban trying to change that up and get himself aboard. He's a big stealing threat as well, and the Threshers just looking for base runners. 3-0 pitch, fastball over for a called strike, and it's 3-1. Fastball low, that's ball number four. So the second batter of the fifth reaches for the Threshers. Second base runner on a free pass from Juan Martinez. And now Jared Thomas comes up to the plate. Threshers still looking for their first hit. Devin Saltaban, five steals and five attempts this season. And we'll see how far the Threshers try to push it with their first base runner on since the second inning. Still looking for their first hit in this no-hitter from the Tortugas. Jared Thomas hoping to be the guy to get it as he takes a fastball low and away to make it 1-0. Next pitch, cut on a miss on the changeup. It's 1-1. One-one to Thomas. Saltaban with a sizable lead off of first, but he stays put as the fastball misses outside to the Threshers' designated hitter. Two on the count to Thomas. He grounded out to second his last time up, and Johnny Ascanio is waiting with his heels on the outfield grass, anticipating a potential double play ball. Two on the count to Thomas. Saltaban stays put. 2-1 pitch, cut on a miss, and it's 2-2. Due to the count to Thomas, Threshers still looking for their first hit. One gone in the fifth. The pitch outside and a quick pop-up by Connor Burns to try and force Saltaban back to the bag, which he did. But it's a 3-2 count to Thomas, so likely Saltaban will be heading to second on this pitch either way. Three balls, two strikes, one out in the bottom of the fifth inning. No hitter still going for the Tortugas. 3-2. Saltaban goes. Pitch misses inside for the ball, and the throw bounces off the glove of the second baseman into center field. Saltaban runs into the shortstop. He has to third, and the throw airmails the third baseman. And Thomas is actually called on the strikeout, which is why all of that just kept on happening. It'll be probably an E2. That sent Saltaban to second base as we take another look. And I'm sure there would have been a bit more commotion from the Threshers had he not made it to third base safely after running in to the shortstop after the errant throw. So two gone, but the Threshers with the first base runner on third in this game, and now all they need is their first hit to take a lead, with Avery Owusu-Asidu taking a breaker in the dirt for ball number one. All that's left to determine is on whom the error will be placed, and it will be a throwing error by Burns that got him to third base, but his sixth steal of the season, that gets him to second. 1-1 on the changeup inside, and it's an even count to Avery Owusu-Asidu. So each team now with an error in this doubleheader, and the 1-1 misses outside on the slider, 2-1. Still a no-hitter going on for the Tortugas, and once again, I'm just going to keep saying no-hitter until this no-hitter ends. No-hitter. 2-1 the count. A hit here would break up the no-hitter and give the Threshers a lead with Saltabon on third. Two outs, 2-1 to Owusu-Asidu. Check swing, but it's a strike anyway on the fastball. So a 2-2 count to Owusu-Asidu. He flied out to left in his last at-bat, and a ball that was scorched into left center, but caught on the track by Ariel Almonte. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. A hit here would give the Threshers a lead. 2-2 pitch. High fly ball in foul territory down the first baseline. Chasing is Pineda, but that ball is going to reach the seats and bounce out of play. Still a 2-2 count to Owusu-Asidu as Saltabon tracks back to the third base bag. No hitter. So Owusu-Asidu looking for a clutch knock here to try and end the Tortugas no-no. Two balls, two strikes, two outs with a go-ahead run on third in the fifth. The pitch. High fly ball in foul in fair territory. Moss has it, called off by the second baseman Ascanio, who makes the catch as the fifth inning ends on a pop-up. So the Threshers get a man on third without a run or a hit, one error, and one man left aboard. We're through five scoreless, now on to the sixth.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
At Big Care Ballpark, the early bird catches the deal. If you get your Threshers tickets in advance, you'll save money. So whenever you want to catch a baseball game, get your tickets before you go at ThreshersBaseball.com. Come cheer on your Threshers.
Come down to Bay Care Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the diamond, and after the game ends, we've got even more. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
Need another reason to buy Threshers season tickets? How about free food on Sundays? Season ticket holders eat free from a select menu at the Home Run Grill behind home plate, including hot dogs, popcorn, ice cream, and more every Sunday. For information, visit ThreshersBaseball.com and get your season seats today.
Kids can...
For just $25 for the whole year, your child can join the Little Anglers Club. Little Anglers get ticket and food vouchers to all Thursday games at Bay Care Ballpark. Designed for Threshers fans 13 and younger, Little Anglers members also receive an exclusive hat and t-shirt. Register today at ThreshersBaseball.com. Braden Tucker back out for the sixth inning in a scoreless game where he's allowed just three hits and tied his career high with six strikeouts, starting off the sixth inning on a good foot with a swinging strike to Ricardo Cabrera. 1-0 the count. This is the longest a Threshers game has been scoreless since the lone loss, actually, in the Marauders series back in April. An eighth-inning home run by P.J. Hilson gave the Marauders the only run that they needed in a 1-0 loss, and the Threshers hoping for a different outcome tonight.
Yeah.
0-2 the pitch. Cabrera takes a look at a slider low, and it's 1-2. Top of the order for Daytona in this scoreless sixth inning. Threshers still without a hit. Now Tucker deals. Slider just missing upstairs. Kaikuto thought that was strike three, but the count evens at 2-2. Two-two pitch. Weak grounder right back to the pitcher. On to a knee goes Tucker to make the play. Sends it to first in time for out number one. And Braden Tucker has done a great job fielding his position so far today with a hand in two putouts so far. As we take another look, right back to the mound. And Tucker made sure it was secure before he got the throw over. Easy play for the Threshers starter. He has been one of the three Threshers that have gone into six innings so far this season, as that one fouled away. And that, I'm pretty sure, hit the window right over where our director is sitting right now. And I'm telling you, I'm going to have to try and make a play on one of these foul balls one of these days. 0-1. Fastball missing inside, and it's a 1-1 count to Johnny Ascanio, who has two groundouts on the season thus far. Braden Tucker and George Claussen have breached five innings, one time apiece. Tucker working into the sixth for the second time this season. Over 80 pitches now as the 2-1 slider misses. So a 2-1 count to Ascania. Now Tucker sets and deals. 2-1 pitch, fastball on the inside edge, and it's 2-2. That makes 88 pitches for Braden Tucker, with 59 over for strikes, 6 strikeouts, and just 3 hits allowed. 2 balls, 2 strikes, and 1 out. Tucker deals. Hit on the ground towards first, a worm burner right into the glove of Anthony, who takes a slow jog to the first base bag for the second out in the sixth inning. And Keaton Anthony has had a busy 6 with 2 outs. I'll bring up Ariel Almonte, who is 1-for-2 today. Doubled in the fourth, but was caught trying to steal third as Braden Tucker's night looks to be ending early, with Marty Malloy coming out to pull Tucker from active duty. A fantastic game for Braden Tucker, though. He will leave without a decision. 5 2/3 innings pitch, just 3 hits and no runs allowed. And Tucker will leave to an ice ovation from the Threshers faithful. 1 walk, 6 strikeouts for Tucker as a reliever comes in from the Threshers pen. 2 outs in the sixth. Ariel Almonte up at the plate. And we'll see who's the next pitcher for the Threshers when we come back.
Kids can be a part of the coolest minor league baseball club in town by joining the Little Anglers Kids Club with the Clearwater Threshers, presented by BayCare Kids. For only $25, children 13 and younger can come to all 10 Thursday Thresher home games and take part in fun activities, receive cool gear, and enjoy free food. Plus, be sure to bring your glove for an on-field pregame catch and run the bases after the game to cap off 9 innings of fun. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com and join the Little Anglers Kids Club today.
Every Thursday night at BayCare Ballpark is Taps and Tacos Night, and Moe's will bring you the tastiest Tex-Mex in town. And if you're 13 and under, you can join our BayCare Kids Little Anglers Club for just $25 and come to every Thursday home game. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com and bring the whole family.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Saul Tehran, the new pitcher for the Clearwater Threshers, and he has been a shutdown reliever when called upon this season. Starts off Almonte with a slider for a called strike one, as this is a battle of two of the league leaders in the entire Florida State League. First 0-1 pitch, fastball in the outside quarter to Almonte, and it's 0-2. Tehran is the league saves leader with 6 against the home run and RBI leader in Almonte as he fouls off a slider to make it 0-2. Teron is in his seventh appearance this season. In all but one game, in his eighth appearance this season, he's factored into the decision in all but one of his previous seven games. 0-2, slider missing outside, and it's 1-2. One win and five saves in five chances, 19 Ks with one unearned run over his first 10 innings. First time he's entering mid-game as Almonte grounds the 1-2 pitch to second. Saltaban fields it cleanly, sends it to first in time for a 1-2-3 sixth inning. So the Tortugas go down in order as Saul Teron is in the game for the Threshers now. The Threshers looking to break up a no-hitter in the bottom of the sixth inning in a scoreless ball game.
Do you like tacos? Then come on down to Big Care Ballpark for Taps and Tacos Night presented by Moe's Southwest Grill. Every Thursday home game, we have great deals at Moe's Tacos Cart in left field and drink specials throughout the ballpark. Top-notch tacos pair well with half-price fountain drinks, waters, as well as draft beers and cocktails at Frenchie's Tiki Bar. Get your tickets at ThreshersBaseball.com and come with an appetite.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Become a member of our Silver Sharks Club, presented by BayCare, for just $30 to get free tickets and free parking and so much more for every Wednesday home game. Visit our website at threshersbaseball.com for more information and to sign up today.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. Follow us at Threshers on Twitter and at Threshers Baseball on Instagram. We're also on Facebook, LinkedIn, and at Clearwater Threshers on TikTok.
Buy your tickets ahead of time on ThreshersBaseball.com to take advantage of advanced purchase savings. The Threshers hoping to take advantage of a new pitcher for the Daytona Tortugas, and I'm sure the bats in the dugouts are saying, finally. Palaka Grego sends the first pitch from Simon Miller deep out to center field. Going back and on the track is Valdez, and he drops it. Palaka Grego stays at second base. And on the first pitch by the new Tortugas reliever, the no-hitter is over for Daytona. Lead-off double by Palaka Grego, allowing him to reach base safely in each of the two games of this doubleheader. He is on second with a double in his 11th straight game reaching base, as he will be replaced by a pinch runner on second. It's Bryson Ware on the Keystone sack. That'll be a straight swap for Palaka Grego, as Ware comes on as a pinch runner with Raylan Heredia up at the plate for the Threshers. Still scoreless, and Heredia is lining up for a sacrifice bunt. He pops it up foul, and that's going to hit the netting before Burns can get there, 0-1. So Ware on second. After Nico Palaka Grego gets his seventh double of the season. Threshers and Tortugas locked in a scoreless battle. And now I don't have to say no hitter quite as much. 0-1 the count to Heredia, who is 0-2 today. He's lighting up for a bunt again. He sends it down straight to the pitcher. Ware in at third safely, and the sacrifice works to perfection as Heredia sacrifices his on-base streak 1-3. As the runner Ware is moved to third base. That'll bring up Aiden Miller, who has a chance to give the Threshers their first lead of the game. They did not lead in game number one, and now they've got the chance in the second game of this doubleheader. Ware is on third with one out in the sixth. Infield in for Miller, who goes after a cut fastball, swinging and missing for strike one. So a sacrifice fly would do it, but Miller has a five-game hit streak and 11-game on-base streak as he swings and misses at another cutter, 0-2. Line out and a ground out for Aiden with the go-ahead run on third. And it seems pretty clear that the Threshers need to get this run across in this inning. 0-2 now to Miller, who has been clutch for the Threshers before. And looks to do it again here. Nothing in two, the count, one out, and the go-ahead run on third. Five on the pitch clock. The pitch to Miller bounces, and it gets away from the catcher. Ware's going to come home. Burns lost it. Ware walks into home plate safely on the wild pitch. Connor Burns was taken aback by a breaking ball that got him in the chest protector, and Bryson Ware takes advantage to score on the wild pitch, and the Threshers have a 1-0 lead. Not the prettiest way to take the lead, but the Threshers certainly will take it. 1-0 heading into the sixth with their best reliever on the hill coming back out for the seventh. Now the 1-2. Miller swings and misses, and that is strike number three. Yes, I was right. I thought for a second he was circling back around, but he just walked around the catcher to go to home plate. So, two gone in the sixth, but a run across, and the Threshers with a 1-0 lead. First pitch is in for a called strike to Keaton Anthony. 0-1 the count. Bases clear with two outs, but the Threshers lead by one. 0-1. Hit on the ground, bouncer towards short. This is going to be a close play. Picked up and bobbled by Cabrera, and Keaton Anthony will advance to first base on what will likely be an E6, and that's going to be the call. E6 brings Anthony to first, and the sixth inning continues with the Threshers taking a run already. And we'll take another look, and it was the transfer that caused problems for Ricardo Cabrera. Fielded that cleanly, but on the run, trying to move it to his throwing hand. And the first pitch misses outside for ball one to Luis Caicuto. One-oh the count, and sinker misses inside to Caicuto to take it 2-0. He was the first base runner. Caicuto was the first base runner of the game, reaching with a walk in the second, but is otherwise 0-1. Breaking ball, low and away. It's a 3-0 count, and Caicuto might get aboard once again. So a 3-0 count to Caicuto with Anthony on first and a 1-0 lead for Clearwater. Now the pitch. Fastball. Get me over. And it's in for strike number one. A 3-1 count coming to Caicuto with two gone in the sixth. Swing and a miss on the fastball, and the count fills up at 3-2. And 3-2 pitch misses outside for ball four. Anthony already running towards second will stay right there as Caicuto is walked for the second time to bring up Jordan Viers. So two gone in the sixth and two on as Jordan Viers trying to put this game out of reach for Daytona. He takes the first pitch outside for ball number one. Viers 0-2 in game two, walked, and is a total of 0-5 with an RBI today. So he is looking to extend his on-base streak which has already bumped up a game after game one of the doubleheader to 12 games. He pops up the 1-0 pitch, foul down the third baseline and out of play. Counts as even at 1-1. Kikuto on first, Anthony on second, with a shrewd pinch running decision already paying off for the Threshers as they lead it 1-0 with two outs in the bottom of the sixth inning. One-one. Fastball outside. It's 2-1. Two on, two outs. 2-1 the count to Viers. And now the pitch from Miller. Fastball low and in. 3-1 is Miller having trouble finding the strike zone with two outs. Three-one to Viers now. Two outs, two on. The pitch holds up the swing. Did he go? He didn't. And Jordan Viers has now reached base in each of the two games in this doubleheader and each of his last 12 games with a two-out walk to load the bases. Anthony to third, Kikuto to second, and Viers now to first as the catcher, Connor Burns, comes out to have a chat with Simon Miller. So Juan Martinez, probably frustrated in the Daytona clubhouse. Five no-hit innings, two walks, and five strikeouts, and he won't get a decision. In the rest of the Florida State League action, Lakeland has kept this situation close as they take a victory 3-2 over the Mighty Muscles in Lakeland to move up to 24-12, which, if the score stands, would be the Threshers' record after this game. Bradenton beat Tampa 3-1. As the Marauders have climbed their way up into third place in the Florida State League West. Jupiter and Dunedin tied at 5 in the bottom of the ninth in Dunedin as the pitch misses inside to Saltabon to make it 1-0. And bottom of the seventh in West Palm Beach, the Palm Beach Cardinals lead the St. Lucie Mets 4-2 as the Threshers drop the first game 8-1, now up 1-0 with two outs and bases loaded in the sixth inning. Fastball at the letters. It's a 1-1 count to Saltabon with two outs and a loaded set of bags here in the sixth. 1-1 the count. And two outs. Saltabon grounds this one to short. Should be an easy play at second for Cabrera. He sends it to Ascanio in time. And a 6-4 fielder's choice that brings up to the game's final inning. So the Threshers get their first hit of the game. One run coming on one hit, one error, three men left aboard. On to the seventh we go. Sol Terran back to the hill to close it out for the Threshers in a 1-0 lead.
The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Senior Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to 10 Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and clear stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts. 10 Wednesday Clearwater Thresher game, free swag and discounts, all for only $30 with our Silver Shark Senior Club membership. Visit our website at threshersbaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of Black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
On the last home Friday of every month, the Clearwater Threshers become the Clearwater Beach Dogs. On May 31st, all tickets for your dogs will benefit Canine Partners for Patriots. Tickets are available now on threshersbaseball.com.
The best entertainment deal for a dollar in Tampa Bay is back. with the return of Clearwater Threshers Dollar Tuesdays to Bay Care Ballpark. Enjoy the fun and excitement of minor league baseball with $1 burn tickets, hot dogs, sodas, and more. Every homestand this summer starts with a Dollar Tuesday featuring admission and select concession items for just $1. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com, then visit Bay Care Ballpark in Clearwater for Dollar Tuesdays presented by Top Notch Pest Control.
Saul Terran starts off the seventh with a ground ball in foul territory off the bat of Trey Faltin. The Bay Area's best Grateful Dead tribute band, Uncle John's Band, will be performing postgame tomorrow on May 17th, brought to you by Truly Hard Seltzer. And Saul Terran has proven to be a guy that is truly hard to hit off of so far this season. He has been in prime position for many Threshers games this season. He starts off Faltin with a 1-1 count. He's facing the heart of the Tortugas order in the seventh, wasting no time. 1-1, cut on a miss, and it's 1-2. Got the final out of the sixth inning and is in line for what would be his second win of the season. 2-0, five saves in five chances. 1-2. Fastball just missing outside. Kaikuto, along with, well, me, thought that was strike three. Instead, it's a 2-2 count to Faltin, who has a hit in each of the two games of this twin bill. Now the 2-2. Popped up high and foul out of play. Count stays at two balls and two strikes. Heart of the Tortugas order here in the seventh. Faltin, Burns, and Pineda. And Trey Faltin has the only hit of the game between those three. Braden Tucker struck out each of those three once. And now Saul Terran gets in on the strikeout action. Swing and a miss for Faltin, and Saul Terran has now become the third Threshers reliever to reach 20 strikeouts this season. 20th K starts off the seventh inning without number one. Now Connor Burns coming up to the plate for the Tortugas. First pitch to him. Fastball right down Main Street. It's 0-1. Burns ground out in a strikeout in his two at-bats against Braden Tucker in a masterful game by the starting pitching. And now the count evens at 0-1 on the fastball outside. Terran, a fastball of the four-seam and two-seam variety, cutter, slider, and a change for a five-pitch mix. Rare to see in a reliever. And, man, is it effective. Two-seamer missing inside to Burns to make it 2-1. Struck out swing in the fourth, grounded out to short in the second. Now the 2-1. Fastball just missing outside. It's 3-1. Just five walks through Terran's now first 10 2/3 innings of the season as compared to 20 strikeouts. So here's the 3-1. Fastball right down the pipe, and it's 3-2. 22 years old, Terran signed in 2022 as a 20-year-old out of Caracas, Venezuela, the capital of a very baseball-crazed country. Three balls, two strikes, one out in the seventh. The pitch. Wave and a whiff, strike three. Nasty slider from Terran, and he gets his second punch out of the seventh. That'll bring up Eastmith Pineda, last hope for the Tortugas, who struck out and popped out. And look at this slider from Terran. Started up at the letters and dropped below the knees. Burns had to drop almost to a knee to get a chance at that one. So two gone, and the first pitch to Eastmith Pineda is a slider that misses outside to make it 1-0. He struck out on three pitches in the second and then popped out too short back in the fifth inning. Next pitch, cut on and missed, and it's 1-1. The 1-1 hit high in the air out to right field. Heredia is there. He is called off by Owusu Isidu, who moves in front of him to make the catch and seal the victory. With Lakeland's loss, the Clearwater Threshers remain tied in first place for another day as they celebrate their 24th win of the season in a gutsy pitcher's duel as the Threshers take a 1-0 win. Their smallest win in terms of margin of victory and runs scored, even hits. Four combined hits in the game, but Nico Pawaka-Grego's double in the ninth inning is just about the only one that matters. Threshers got their only hit of the game in the sixth, and went on to win. Salteron gets his second for the victory, and the loser goes to Simon Miller. Two walks to Luis Caicuto. Salteron with two Ks in an inning and a third. Braden Tucker tying his career high with six strikeouts as he helps the Threshers to victory. He might not get a decision, but he certainly played a big part in the victory as our guy Jesse Rodriguez is getting ready to have a chat with Salteron for the post-game interview. Threshers win 1-0 after dropping game number one, 8-5, thanks to a sixth inning, which took the only run necessary for Clearwater in a 1-0 victory. They've lost 1-0, and now they claim their third shutout victory of 2024 with a 1-0 win. It'll be Salteron and Braden Tucker that are standing next to our guy Jesse Rodriguez, and we're just about ready to send it down to him. After a 1-0 win, Jesse Rodriguez talks to the Threshers pitchers that helped seal the victory. Jesse?
Here it comes, baby.
Thank you, Jesse. Appreciate you taking the time to talk with Braden and Saul. And, of course, we appreciate Braden Tucker and Salteron for joining our broadcast and for pitching just fantastic outings in the Threshers' third shutout win of the season. They were out hit 3-1, but one hit was all the Clearwater Threshers needed to take the win in game number two. Let's take a look at the highlights and the recap of today's game. Not a whole lot of highlights in a pitcher's duel, but Braden Tucker was lighting things up. Six strikeouts in 5 2/3 innings for him to tie his career high. Finley coming in the booth is always a highlight of the game, but the sixth inning is where the party started for the Threshers. First pitch of the game for Simon Miller. Nico Pauaca-Grego, a double into straightaway center field that went close to 400 feet in the air. That was the Threshers' first and only hit of the game, and Pauaca-Grego was replaced as a pinch runner. Then the sacrifice bunt by Raylan Heredia led to an unorthodox winning run Ball ricocheted off the catcher, Connor Burns, and went to the side, allowing Ware to score from third. Saul Tehran struck out the first two batters of the ninth inning and finished off the game, retiring four consecutive Tortugas hitters. And a lazy fly ball for Owusu Isiedu to make the grab and seal the win. The third shutout of the season for the Clearwater Threshers, 1-0, with just one hit needed to seal the Threshers' victory. So, an even split in today's doubleheader. Daytona took the first. The Threshers took the second to keep themselves in a tie with the Lakeland Flying Tigers for first in the Florida State League West Division. Threshers have taken two of the first three against Daytona, and they'll have another one tomorrow when they take on the Tortugas right here at 6:30 p.m. Pregame show will start about 5 minutes beforehand, and gates will open at 5:30. For another Friday night of fun at BayCare Ballpark. But I think we've had just about enough fun for the evening. Threshers taking game two, splitting the doubleheader, and that is going to be it for tonight's broadcast. My name is Josh Sperber, and on behalf of the entire crew here on the Threshers Broadcast Network, I want to thank all of you for tuning in and sticking with us for two games of Threshers baseball. We'll hope you'll join us again tomorrow. But until then, have a great rest of your Thursday night.